You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com. The following is a presentation of WITY Sports.
Welcome to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis is there. Find him at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville. Call his office at 217-446-8039 or find him online at KurtEllis.com. Well, good evening from Ike Birch Field in Georgetown tonight. Week one action to get the 2025 season underway between the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes and the Watseka Warriors. One of the longest trips you can make in Vermilion Valley Conference action. And it's going to feel like week seven, week eight weather out here for week one tonight. We're excited to bring it to you here for another season of action here on WITY. And this year, our presenting sponsor, OSF, bringing you the game of the week. I'm Chad Baker, and I'll be joined momentarily by Darren Brown for the action here tonight. And both these teams looking to rebound from as they continue their rebuild. We talk about the Watseka Warriors just a few seasons removed from where they had to end their season early, wrapping it up. And, of course, they were even talking some eight-man action there for a little while, but they persevered. Got a new head coach in place, Max Franzen. Rough and tumble the first couple of years. Last two seasons, 3-6. And they're looking to build upon what they've had here the last couple of seasons. Last year, they went down to the wire. Maybe was looking for that fourth win and had it jerked out from underneath them by their rival Hoopston area Corn Jerkers. And then, of course, they end season 3-6 for the second season in a row. And the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes coming into this one with a losing streak, but not the big losing streak that they had. Of course, they won week six of last year and ended a 35-game winning or losing streak that they had had dating back to 2019. And there's a little bit more renewed optimism here for Ryan Dew's team as they are coming out of the gate here. They've got a little bit more going with them on offense. They've had another season working with Coach Dew and trying to implement a little bit more of a culture here to bring the roar back to the purple and gold here. And hopefully some stumbling on the prairie, as or stampeding on the prairie, as it were, for the Buffaloes of GRFC. So new season coming out of the gate here. Of course, there went once again week eight weather here for week one, as the anticipated low tonight is going to be about 50. We don't have to worry about that right now. Still a little bit of folks sweating out here as it's they're in the low 70s. But we will have the game prescription coming up for Med Plus Pharmacy. We've got schedules and scoreboard courtesy of ServPro of Vermilion County coming up here in just a little bit. Also, we've got the lineups and the last look, tail of the tape by our friends at Latos Hardware just around the corner. Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program backed us, sponsor our national anthem this year. And we've got kickoff coming up at the top of the hour between Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes and the Watseka Warriors. We've got more of your State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show coming up. Keep us tuned in. We are 27 minutes away from kickoff here in Georgetown. We'll be back in 2 minutes on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Enjoy fun for everyone at the 81st National Sweet Corn Festival in Hoopston. McFerrin Park will be filled with fun Thursday, August 28th through Labor Day. Explore the flea market, live entertainment, 5K, grand parade, exciting carnival, and the National Sweetheart Pageant. Colton Taylor performs Friday night in the Annex, and the Demo Derby will be back Saturday and Sunday. Spend your Labor Day weekend at the National Sweet Corn Festival in Hoopston. Full schedule online at nationalsweetcornfestival.com.
Ah, summertime. Treat yourself to an extended vacation of the senses. You deserve it, don't you? Order a beautiful arrangement from Flowers on Main and transform your home or office into a relaxing, fragrant paradise. To make your corner of the world just a little more exotic, call Flowers on Main at 662-2300 or stop by 804 North Main in Georgetown. Flowers on Main, 662-2300.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare, because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance, life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermilion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermilion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center, offering DOT inspections as well as diagnostics, tires, and oil changes, both in-shop and on-site. UHAS is a family-owned and operated shop that understands that life doesn't stop for vehicle issues. Ask about their shuttle service to and from the shop while they work on your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or visit UHASDiagnostics.com for full list of services or to make an appointment. Open Monday through Friday 7 to 7 and Saturday 7 to 12. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Welcome back to the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis Free Game Show. Chad Baker with you, and we'll be joined here in just a few moments by Darren Brown, who will be doing the color commentary duties here tonight for our broadcast. And starting it out here in the southern part of the county, Georgetown, Illinois, the GRFC Buffaloes, Georgetown Ridge Farm, of course, consolidating many years ago. Chrisman now co-oping for football for this broadcast, or for the last couple of years, to become a cooperative agreement for that school, allow them to be able to have some football players participate. Watseka up the north side, up in Iroquois County, the north part of our Vermilion Valley Conference here, coming into action here tonight. Let's take a look at our game prescription brought to you by MedPlus Pharmacy. Find MedPlus on 511 West Fairchild in Danville. If you're running low on your prescription medication, get it filled promptly. They're open till 7 this evening until 3 on Saturday. Call 217-431-6662. The Watseka Warriors, coached by Max Franzen, he's in his fifth season as the head man, 9-27 during his time here. He's 3-6 last two seasons. Last winning season for this club was the COVID-shortened year of 2020. They were 4-2 that year. Franzen's been working to increase the numbers and improve each year on the field. They were competitive a couple of games that we saw them last year, and they are looking to make the turn this season once again. They graduated quite a few seniors from last year that were big playmakers. I don't remember exactly just how many that they had, but they obviously had quite a significant amount of folks that came off. But they did have a lot of juniors that were going to be returning here this year. For the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes, they were coached by Ryan Dew, starting his second season, 1-8 his first year, but much improved as they broke the 35-game losing streak that stretched back to week 8 of the 2019 season. While their offense improved, they had some defensive struggles, but there again, you're just taking baby steps at this point in time to try to build a program that was a once proud program and had some glory days and not so far off in the past. But they are looking to turn the tide yet more, just a little bit more this year, moving forward here. Recent meetings between these two squads have been all on the Watsika side. 42-20 victory a year ago, which was, they're getting a little more competitive, pulled away at the end by Watsika. Watsika blanked the Buffaloes 27-0 in 23, a 45-18 shellacking in 22. Watsika won by forfeit in 21. It was Watsika's only win that year, and they would shortchange themselves that season, ending their season prematurely due to players not having enough players. And then their previous matchup prior to that was back in 2017, a Watsika victory 43-13. So that's a look at your game prescription, Darren Brown. And so far, we're seeing players out there, and I don't think we're going to see probably as many cramps as we normally see week one tonight. I know that the conditioning is going to still be paramount, but usually we're seeing 85, 90-degree temperatures and players having to hydrate a lot. Tonight is going to be really, truly football weather and a little bit more on the cool side.
Yeah, I do remember that in particular, the cramps being an issue, the game we did in the season opener up in Clifton for Clifton Central's game. I believe it was against – it wasn't Watsika. I can't remember who they played, but that was an issue with Clifton, was their cramping issues. So especially if you're seeing guys that are multiple sport athletes, maybe – getting more used to the conditioning in the off season, prepared for just the fall and spring sports in general, and being more in shape, especially with the legs. So hopefully we won't have as many pauses in the game for guys to go get water.
Absolutely. That's a look at our game prescription, courtesy of Bet Plus Pharmacy. Call 217-431-6662 or visit them at 511 West Fairchild in Danville. When we return, we will take a look at the area schedule. Courtesy of Serve Pro of Vermilion County, as week one of IHSA action, week two of IHSAA action on the Indiana side tonight. And we will dive into that a little later on. We'll take a look at the starting lineups, key players, and game buildup courtesy of Latos Hardware. And we are about 18 minutes away from kickoff here at Ike Birchfield in Georgetown. Georgetown Ridge Farm, Chrisman Buffaloes, the Watsika Warriors tonight in your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week matchup. Back in 2 minutes on your State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame on WITY.
No matter your age, it's important to keep an eye on your health, and one of the best ways to do that is staying up to date on screenings and vaccinations. This can help detect illnesses in their earliest, most curable stages or prevent them altogether. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including screenings and vaccinations, for every stage of life. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available, for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
Welcome back to State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Chad Baker and Darren Brown here with you. Let's take a look at what we have going on around the area here tonight and your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. Week one action, of course, here, Georgetown Rich Farm Chrisman hosting Watseka. Up at Peyton Moss Field, BHRA hosting Clifton Central in their opener. Oakwood making the long trip up north to Moments. Iroquois West welcomes in Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac. Salt Fork entertains Westville as Danville at Bloomington. One interstate battle, Paris hosting North Vermilion tonight. Rantoul is at Unity. PBL hosts Bloomington Central Catholic, St. Joe Ogden at Prairie Central, Cumberland at Villa Grove. One game tomorrow, Schlarman, of course, forfeited their season. They were supposed to play Milford, so Milford getting a forfeit victory there. They won it. Oh, that was a game that was supposed to be played tomorrow. Another forfeit, Tri-County getting a win over Saratoga Vermilion. CGB is co-oping with Arcola this season and next to try to rebuild the numbers for their program. So a couple of forfeit victories already in the books this week here, Darren Brown, as we still see that the numbers at some schools, maybe it's an overflux of sports options for some of these programs that may be impacting the numbers on the football field.
Yeah, just the difficult thing that's happened with, like you said, these kind of smaller schools, a lot of places consolidating and still not having consolidating or co-oping and still not getting a lot of numbers for their programs. And that leads to either, you know, eventually going to eight-man football like some teams around Champaign and Vermilion County have done, or just having a smaller 1A school. And you find it tough to compete with guys, especially in football, where the athletes definitely matter with bigger rosters than, say, like basketball or baseball or other sports. So it is just kind of tough to see, but yet you see these guys come out here and fight every Friday and sometimes Saturday.
You have a lot of teams that are embracing eight-man. You have a lot of schools and programs trying to get out of eight-man, get back to 11-man action here. So I tell you, you know, right now it's kind of a mixed bag out there. I think some folks that have embraced eight-man are loving it. It's rejuvenating some of the programs out there, and not only just the programs themselves, but the school fan bases. So it'll be interesting to see how this takes off here and see where it can go from here. We've got a few moments here that we're going to break for National Anthem here. When we come back, we'll take a look at key players with our friends over at Latos Hardware. And the game buildup when the State Farm Agent Kurt Ellis pregame show continues here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
As a grandfather, you know what it takes to make special memories with your grandkids.
Grandpa, look what I can do.
But did you know that 1 in 8 men will get prostate cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep spoiling those little ones before sending them home. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Indiana Beach, in partnership with Indiana on Tap, is excited to present the annual Hops and Poster Drops Fest on Saturday, September 6th.
This truly one-of-a-kind event is the largest beer, wine, and spirits festival in Indiana.
Come out and enjoy unlimited samples from 120-plus breweries, wineries, and distilleries from all over the state while enjoying all the rides and entertainment throughout the day.
Learn more and purchase your tickets at hopsandcoasterdrops.com.
Night in Catlin, you know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken, bacon, ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, drinks, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Please join me here for my upcoming Labor Day program, Being an American. You'll hear great and moving stories of how we came to be the greatest nation in the world and what we must do today to keep our nation great. It's my Labor Day program on this station. Please join me.
Monday at 10:05 a.m. and 1:05 p.m., a service of Roma Italian Restaurant, Hunter's Haven, and Coach House Garages.
Welcome back to the State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. We forgot to mention our friends over on the Indiana side on that scoreboard with the Surf Pro of Vermilion County. Park Heritage and West Vigo tied at 7 in the first quarter. You have Benton Central at Seeger tonight. You have Tri-County, Indiana over at Attica. You have Fountain Central hosting Crawfordsville. South Newton at Covington. Riverton Park at Edinburgh. And Sullivan at South Vermilion tonight. So let's switch gears here. And, of course, friends at Surf Pro Vermilion County can be reached at 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never even happened. Latos Hardware bringing us our game buildup. Key players to look for tonight. Visit Latos Hardware in Westville and make sure that you say hi to their main player, Fifi, Darren Brown. Well, who are we going to be looking at tonight here on the gridiron that's going to be making an impact?
Well, starting with the visitors, the Watsika Warriors, you're looking at Austin Morris behind center, number six for them, the senior. They got a senior heavy backfield over there for Watsika. You got Morris at quarterback. You got a running back room of both David Barwegan and Dale Hebert. And you're going to see Logan Oliver, the receiver for them, getting a heavy load of the majority of their catches. Looking over at the Georgetown Ridge Farm Crispin Buffalo side, you're going to see a backfield of Landon Heck and Alex Wade, a couple upperclassmen, junior and senior respectively. And you see a lot of, you know, like you mentioned with the dwindling kind of classes, not a lot of crop of athletes to build from. They do have a lot of their linemen injured to start this game in week one. And so it'll be a big story, the battle of the trenches, if they can, which team can establish the run game early, shut down the run game, kind of force things to go to the air a little bit.
Absolutely. So we'll take a look and see where that takes us here as we wrap up the tail of the tape here. A new season always brings new hope and promise. Each of these programs trending upward and want to impress upon the conference, Darren, that neither intend taking that step back. Of course, you got Iroquois West down there that's going to make things pretty comfy for these guys here, and might be a win for each of them here this year. So this is going to be a key win. You know, you figure the team that comes out on top here, pretty good chance at maybe getting at least 2 to 3 victories here this season. It's been a bit since either team has seen Week 10 in an IHSA season. There's certainly a lot of big dogs ahead of them, so they need to get these grueling battles with each other to get the upper hand there, get 3-4 wins. Then they put themselves in a position where maybe week 8, week 9, maybe you slip and somebody gets injured on one of those bigger teams there. You get an upset going. You might find yourself in a situation where week 8, week 9, you may be playing for a playoff position.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of people talk about, you know, those later in the season games getting more momentum going into playoff time. But as far as just getting there, like you said, got to be able to win these, you know, week 1, 2, 3 games, or maybe you're still trying to get your offense figured out, everybody meshing together with play calling and everything on both sides of the ball as well. So, you know, week one, as important as a, you know, say week 8 or week 9 game.
Make sure you visit Latos Hardware in Westville for those hard-to-find items and say hi to Fifi. They'll be hosting our game build-up and starting lineups, key players each and every week. Weather tonight, kickoff anticipated to be 69 in just a few minutes. Headed to the parking lots with a temperature around 61, and partly cloudy in your overnight, and a low around 49. And with that northeast wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. And beautiful weather for coming out and checking this out. And hopefully, if you're not here, hopefully you're taking us with you wherever you may be going tonight, whether that's to another game, the Sweet Corn Festival, or off into your Labor Day weekend. That wraps us up for our State Farm agent Kurt Ellis pregame show. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there. Visit his office on Liberty Lane in Danville or contact Kurt for a quote via the telephone, 217-446-8039. Coming up, we've got our friends with the Vermilion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program bringing you the national anthem, and we'll have all of our fine sponsors identify themselves coming up as we head into kickoff just minutes away here from Ike Birch Field in Georgetown. The Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes and the Watsika Warriors set to do battle here in week one action in your OSF Healthcare Game 1 football game of the week. It's all coming up here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
As a grandmother, you know what it takes to make memories with your grandkids. But did you know that 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer? The good news is that regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep creating special moments that will never be forgotten.
I love you, Grandma.
Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm. Is there.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
The presentation of our national anthem is brought to you by the Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
The OSF Healthcare Vermillion Valley Conference Football Game of the Week. Presented by OSF Healthcare. Visit osfhealthcare.org. Also a service of State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville, UHAS Diagnostics between Danville and Oakwood, Leto's Hardware in Westville, Country Financial agent Dustin Ehler in Fairmount, The Store in Catlin, Vermillion County Sheriff's Department's DARE program, State Farm agent Ross Webb in Danville, MedPlus Pharmacy in Danville, and ServPro of Vermillion County. WITY Sports presentation of Vermillion Valley Football, featuring BHRA, Hoopston Area, Georgetown Ridge Farm, Oakwood, Salt Fork, and Westville. Let's go out to the field.
Thank you. Ike Birch Field in Georgetown. Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes kicking off. Going right to left on your radio dial. The Watsika Warriors fielded it by Braden Lease at the 18. Brings it back to just shy of the 25-yard line. Be first and 10. And we are underway here. Chad Baker, Darren Brown with you here this evening. Glad to make your acquaintance here on your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. Make sure you check out osfhealthcare.org. Offering walk-in services or on-call services all the way up to cancer care in Danville. Kind of quick snap there, a handoff, and the Georgetown Buffaloes bust through the line and meet the ball carrier, Dale Hebert, for a loss of a yard. I'll tell you, that intensity there on the defense is, even though first play of the season here, Darren Brown, it's going to set the course here. And a fumble on the ground. And recovered by Watsika. So Watsika already moving backwards here. They find themselves in a third and 12 situation here.
Well, we mentioned how big the game was going to be up front. You've already seen the Buffaloes defensive lineman stopping some runs there. One for no gain and the next for a loss causing a fumble.
Frankie Scherfino, the intended ball carrier there. Austin Morris flips back down to the route right side to the 25, and down at the 30, knocked out of bounds by number 11. That is William Runyon. He's a force on this defense. We know him from a year ago. And did we check to see who the ball carrier was? It was number 10. That's Dennis Goodman. Dennis Goodman had a big couple of appearances on Game of the Week a year ago. He gets it up to a fourth and four. Respectable 8-yard carry, but not enough. And a three and out here for Watsika. Scherfino back to punt. Left-footed punter. An open field, nobody back. And that's going to be a nice kick all the way down to the 24. So from the 31 to the 24 we go.
Well, three and out to start for Georgetown Ridge Farms defense. We'll see if they can get the chains moving a little bit on offense, give their defense some credit there, a little bit of a breather.
They're going to start it at the 25. So out come the Buffaloes for the first time on offense. And from the, that is Heck, Landon Heck from the, going to stand in the, it's going to be the quarterback here. From the shotgun, now moving three to the right before everybody gets set. It's going to be a stacked left side, excuse me. A handoff up the middle and up to the 30. 5-yard pickup by number 32. That's Alex Wade. Brings up second and five.
You saw them in warm-ups working on shifting the strong side of the ball, working on that motion, and you can string up those positive yardage runs. So I can just kind of chunk away, get toward that first down marker.
We'll stack everybody to the left side yet again. Heck from the shotgun. And I believe we've got a procedural violation there. That's going to be on the defense. So that'll be a first down. .920 left to go, opening quarter. Three and out for Watsika. And now the first down of the season for either of these squads with the Buffaloes. They stand at the 35 and 36-yard line. First down. And out to the right will be Dane Hemker. And move the trio out to the right side now. Heck. Trying to take his time here, trying to draw Watsika offsides. Everybody looks back at their wristbands. Handoff. Wade up the middle, breaks a tackle. Flag on the play. He breaks one. He's coming out. 35, 30, down at the 25. Flag back at the 39. We'll see where he's at after the officials discuss.
I think we're getting a block in the back here.
That's going to come back. So many big plays. The victim of the block in the back. And officials with eyes.
Yeah, you saw Wade there ran to the right side off tackle and then cut it back toward the left, and that's when you saw the flag be thrown from opposite side of the field, that right side.
So that's going to put it back at the 29. So in kind, it's technically a loss of 7 from the original line of scrimmage.
And that one especially tough after you just pick up a first down and now you're on a first and long and taking back a big play.
It's going to be a 15-yard variety from the point of infraction. Now two split out to the right. Heck from the shotgun, from the pistol, more or less. Hands off to Wade again. He's going to go up the right side of the seam, and he's out to the 35. It's a pickup of 6. Morris on the tackle. Austin Morris, 5'8", 170 pounds. We've seen him for a couple of years now. He's a senior. Quick. Lots of speed. But typically we've seen him more in a running back, split and roll. And then on defense, and the linebacker or outside line. Roll. High snap. Heck has it. The screen pass over to the near side. And going out about the 42 after connecting with number 11, William Runyon. Flag on the play. That's going to go against GRFC. So that will come back as well.
You had a holding call there. That was a good effort there by Runyon getting toward the sideline. A little bit of a wobbling throw there from Heck. Didn't give him much of a chance to outrun those two Watsika defenders. Another penalty. They're going to have to pick up even more ground than after the first flag.
So it turns into 27, 26-yard line. And forever, second forever, connects. This time with Runyon again, and he doesn't have a big play this time. About pass play of 3.
And it will be interesting to see what they do here. You're obviously third and well long, but you're expecting just trying to get closer to that original line of scrimmage for a potential fourth down punt, try to have more favorable field position when you give the ball away.
There's a snap. Heck drops back, puts it up, and almost intercepted, threw it behind Runyon. Got a hand on it, and number 5, that is Peyton Schomburg, had it right in the breadbasket there, just could not hold on to it.
I think it was Barwegan. It got tipped by William Runyon right to the chest of Barwegan. Kind of got his hand scooped up just a half second late, and it fell right in front of him.
So that'll bring up 4th and 22. And on to punt will be Heck. Gets a solid punt off. Not a great one, but solid. Gets it out of harm's way across midfield, and now be down at the 48. So Wasika has pretty good field position now with 7:11 left. Exchange of possessions that go nowhere. One first down for Georgetown and all that.
And he had a 3-and-out the first offensive series for Watsika after getting the kickoff. We'll see what they can do on their second possession.
And into the backfield, and it was whistle dead, I thought. And then the play continued. There again, officials are humans, too. They're getting their rust knocked off here for the part of the season.
Yeah, the ball hit the ground, but nobody possessed it with their knee down.
Was that Morris with the carry? I've got a beam in my way here.
Yeah, it was a fumble straight off the snap, and Morris tried to do what he could.
I think that there was a discussion there, and because of, it was whistled down, that's where it's going to be.
Well, the marker still says first down. So they just replaying it?
I don't know. And it'll flip back wide open here on the near side and breaking one tackle and then wrapped up and brought down. That was Camden Schoolcraft wrapping up the ball carrier, number 10, Dennis Goodman. And it's a pickup of 12 on the play.
First time moving the chains for Watsika, just a three-play drive after the opening kick. Now favorable field position after the kind of lopsided punt. Already at GRFC's 40-yard line.
Quick to the line. Morse, quick snap. There it is. Going to hand off, and GRFC was waiting for him. Chervino sees a trio of purple jerseys there. Among them is number 52, Jacob Jones. Number 13, Camden Schoolcraft in there as well. Yeah, William Graves getting in there as well. So it's a loss of one.
I've seen GRFC shut everything down so far between the tackles, and once Watsika's decided to move things toward the sideline, they've got more positive yardage, including that first down.
Now Morse, quarterback keeper. No, he's going to get wrapped up and brought down the sack by number 63. I didn't have him on. Okay, Joshua Cooprider with the sack.
Cooprider lining up above the left tackle. He was in on that opening tackle for loss, and he's been a big part of shutting down that run game and just did a great job. Went straight down the line on that one.
No gain. Austin Morse. And he's going to hand off. That is to Chervino, who gets back into equilibrium there with the 2-yard carry. So he's got 3 carries and no yards. But it'll be 4th and, well, no, they say he only gained one of those back, so he'll still be at negative 1 yards. It's funny. Austin Morris is 5'8", 170. His center, Pete Jaglinski, is 5'8", 325. And whenever Morris ducks down underneath, he almost has to tilt his head back because of the arch of Jaglinski. Puts him at a little bit of a disadvantage there. So offsides for Georgetown. As a hard snap from Austin Morris will shed 5 yards. So now 4th and 5. Watsika going to try it again.
Yeah, Pilkington, the senior for the Buffaloes, you saw him jump, and that's one of the things you have to worry about on those 4th down plays is making sure you don't give up more field position, make it easier to convert on 4th.
And it's going to be Morris rolling out. He's going to try to tuck it and go, and he's going to get the yardage and more. He's still on his feet. He spins, and he goes out of bounds. Looks like about the 15-yard line to pick up a 20. And it's the biggest play of the game thus far. So now, Watsika cooking with Crisco here with 3:26 left to go in the opening quarter, looking to strike first.
There you go. Once again, once they stretch out the field a little more, go towards the sideline with those runs, you get a lot more yardage.
Morris with the snap. He's going to keep it for himself up the middle, up the left side. Excuse me. And he's going to pick up about 5-6. About 6 on the play. Second and 4 from the 9. Watsika threatening. 2:40 and counting here. Opening quarter, no score. Morris under center, two backs in the backfield. He awaits and pushing forward and into the end zone with little resistance for the touchdown as Dale Hebert with the 9-yard touchdown, and Watsika strikes first with 2:30 left to go, 6-0, pinning the extra point.
A lot of carries that drive for Morris, then just keeping it with the QB. And they get a crooked number up on the scoreboard first.
On to kick. The extra point is down. It's up. It got a hand on it, but it's still good. As number 65, Justin Covarrubias, makes it a 7-0 game with 2:30 left to go. We'll take a 30-second timeout. We'll come back with kickoff. With a 7-0 Watsika lead in your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
7-0 Watsika lead in your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. Chad Baker, Darren Brown back with you. It was a 7-play, 52-yard drive on their second drive of the game. Started out the 48-yard line. And it was Dale Hebert with a 9-yard touchdown run. Covarrubias with the extra point. Makes it 7-0 Watsika. As couple trick plays really started to loosen up this Georgetown defense. That first 5-6 defensive plays of the game looked pretty dominant there, Darren.
Yeah, and that big momentum changer when you had it 4th down and 10 and the offsides against the Buffaloes made it a 4th and 5, made it a much more manageable first down pickup on the run from Morris on the keeper. So we'll see how they respond to getting the ball back here.
They likely will make some adjustments here as there is a whistle. That was taken back by Runyon at the 24. They're going to whistle it dead.
Yeah, like you said, you had the whistle.
Did not wait for the whistle.
Yeah,
and so in that instance, the whistle is a dead play, as it were.
Well, they were pointing toward GRFC. I'm not sure if that was just motioning toward the off. I'm not sure what they got going on with the ref crew here.
Well, let's, so where are they going to? They're going to count it as a penalty. They'll wave it off as a penalty against Watsika. They won't re-kick. Or how is this going to work out?
So it looks like they were saying there was a call for a fair catch.
Now they're taking it back at the 24, 26-yard line. So they'll start out first and 26. So fair catch infraction. Not often you hear those words put together. 2:26 left to go, 7-0 Watsika. First and 10 for the Buffaloes, 26-yard line of GRFC. Heck from the shotgun, or the pistol. I guess as it were, it would be the pistol. Wade in the backfield with him. The trio of Graves, Runyon, and Schoolcraft moved to the right side of the line. They move in unison. Wade gets the handoff. He's up past the 30, up to about the 32.
Yeah, so this is a very interesting penalty. You usually hear fair catch infraction being a defensive penalty. Not sure if, or usually if they'd say a fair catch was called, they just rule the ball starting wherever the fair catch was made.
So second and four coming up inside of 2 minutes. In fact, got a minute 47 left here in opening quarter action. One lone receiver split out to the right. Handoff to the back. That is Matthias Hutchinson. Getting the big run there. And gets it in third and short territory.
Yeah, Frankie Cervino, the linebacker for Watsika, making the tackle just a yard shy of the line to gain.
So third and one. Wade back, alone back with Heck. He's going to get the handoff. And he's going to get wrapped up, and he's going to be brought down for a loss. Loses maybe, I'm going to say probably at least a yard. But favorable spot on the ball for GRFC. The favorable spot looks like they gave him about an extra 2 yards there.
It did look like he got first contact behind the line of scrimmage that was able to keep pushing forward.
And they're going to say first down. So Wade gets a gimme there. Nobody on this side frowning. So it'll be a first and 10 from the 36. We may get one more play off here before the end of the quarter. Man in motion is Runyon. They got 3 seconds, and there's the handoff to Wade up the right side. And he gets maybe back to the line of scrimmage, not much more. We're through one quarter of play here at Georgetown. It is Watsika 7, Georgetown Ridge Farm Crispin nothing in your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. We'll be back in 1 minute here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
When it comes to your health, you know your workout goals for the year. But do you know when to screen for cancer? More than 9 out of 10 cancers are diagnosed in people 45 and older. But regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep pushing yourself further in the gym. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get screened.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Start of second quarter action here at Ike Birch Field in Georgetown. 7-0 Watseka leads. Alongside Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you for your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. OSFHealthcare.org. Offering on-call all the way up to Cancer Care Services in Danville.
When you're ready to start the second quarter of play,
so they'll switch sides of the field.
Yeah, got that first down pickup. A nice second effort from running back Alex Wade and a one-yard gain on the first play of their next fresh set of downs. Set up now second and nine.
They'll do twins right, single receiver to the left. Will Georgetown now for second and nine. Heck from the pistol. Now low trips right. He'll put it up. A little screen pass over to Runyon. He gets wrapped up. Gets about 2 yards after the initial reel in. So pass play of 4 yards. Two of three passing for Heck. 7 yards through the air. Both passes to Runyon.
I've seen similar things from the Buffaloes and the Warriors. Taking things more toward the sideline, getting more positive yardage.
Second and six. Stacked left side now. Take a moment to look at their wristbands. Wade will now go to the left side of Heck. He's going to get the handoff. Stiff arms, left side. And he's passed the 40 up to the 41. Back to the original line of scrimmage, no more. Six carries, 19 yards for Wade. As the last three, he's only gotten 2 yards after a pair of back-to-back six-yard carries.
First touch in the backfield, so a good effort to get it back to the line of scrimmage. But nonetheless, about fourth and five, they're going to have to punt it away.
And got some movement out there.
Looks like a false start. Or they call a timeout before the movement.
Timeout by the Buffaloes with 10:18 left to go. 7-0 Watseka. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them. Be back with more of your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
7-0 Watseka leads, 10-18 coming out of the timeout. It will be a punt formation, fourth and six for the Buffaloes. Heck standing at his 19, trying to draw Watseka off. There's a little bit of jumping out there, but not enough for an encroachment. Gets a nice punt away. That's going to roll down to the 25-yard line of Watseka. So 36-yard punt for Landon Heck. And pins Watsika deep. I'll start this one off at the 25. Which has been the average start for each of these teams tonight.
A touchdown drive for the Warriors. They started closer to midfield.
And a play whistled dead quickly. Fumble on the play.
They had a lot of issues so far between the center, Jaglinski, and the QB, Morris, on those exchanges.
Morris recovers. None did not lose any ground. 9:35 left to go in the half, 7-0. Stay tuned. We'll have the Store halftime show coming up. Take a look at Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard and schedule. The handoff. No, delayed handoff to Goodman up the left side. It was initial, kind of a fake handoff to Hebert, and then second effort to Goodman there. Well, misdirection. It's up to the 35, and that's going to be, no, they're going to, there again. You've got officials out there just putting it wherever, trying to figure out where everybody's standing. They're going to say a 32, so 32-yard line.
So it depends on where he got pushed out of bounds or stepped out of bounds.
So it's a pickup of 7 for Goodman. Now, and feeling the pressure and going back with the sack is William Graves. Big loss for Morris. Loss of 5. So it goes from, go back to 4th and 8.
Yeah, thinking ahead, a punt here. You have plenty of time left for the quarter, 9 minutes. So if you're Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, you want to chip away at as much of that as you can. Should Watsika get the ball back after.
Chirino back. Good punt. And be taken back. Fair caught at the 38. By, I believe that was number 7. That's Hemker. Just starting the season out next week. We will be up in the northern part of the county, Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac, hosting Salt Fork. Darren and Will be on the call for that. I'll be up for our sister station, WHPO, for Milford and St. Thomas More.
You got decent starting field position here for the Buffaloes, their own 37.
First and 10 from the 37. From the pistol, Heck. The snap. The handoff to Wade up the left side. And Wade up to the about the 40, 41-yard line.
He's brought down by Shoemaker. We've seen a lot of Wade being able to fight through first contact. That time, Shoemaker able to bring him down. But still a decent pickup on first down for that short yardage run.
Twins right, single receiver to the left. Hand off to Wade again. He's got some open room over here on the left side, and he crosses midfield up to the 49. It's a pickup of 8, and it's a first down. He just steamrolled his way through.
That'll move JRFC past midfield to the Watsika 49. And after that brief pause for the first down, the clock's going to keep moving. see a lot of that pre-snap movement for the Buffaloes. Normally that works out great if you can get the ball snapped right away. So they're trying to avoid a movement penalty to kind of settle in while they do that.
Snap, the handoff to Wade. He goes up the middle again. Big positive yard up to the 43. Pickup of six.
Another one there. Covarrubias making the tackle at first contact, but Wade able to just drop the shoulder and push forward for a few more yards. Got hit more around the 45, but gets the ball to the 43.
So second and four from the pistol. Heck again as Hemker out to the right. Hand off to Wade. He'll cut back to the right side here. And late flag coming in as Wade brought down at the 39. Pick up a four. We've got bodies everywhere. It's going to be holding against GRFC and a pair of Warriors down. And we'll have an injury timeout on the field. We'll take it. 30-second, let's take a 60-second time out back at the station. We'll take 60, be back in just a moment. 6:18 left in the half. Watsika up 7-0. You're listening to the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit at 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
6:18 left to go here, first half. The teammates of Shervino and Morris back on their feet now. Took a little time to get back up. I believe they had collided. That big scrum out there. There was a hold on the play. The officials will walk that off here now that the injured have been tended to.
Yeah, that'll put the ball back in GRFC territory past midfield. So be at the Buffaloes 48. Buffaloes mascot, that's one of those I have to correct myself the other way because you're thinking it's just Buffalo in English plural, but for football purposes, you got to add the S on the end.
Mm-hmm. The ES. Yes, because that's a lot of folks don't know that that's the plural. Whenever you're adding the S, you have to add the E in there as well. Heck, looking to air it out, puts it up downfield and connects with Runyon at the 20. He skirts his defender and he's down at the 10, wrapped up finally by Barwegan. Big pass play puts GRFC in field position here. They are in the zone. They're waiting for the flags to come up here. And officials timeout. No, they're going to, Watsika's going to call the timeout with 6:09 left. First official timeout for Watsika. We'll take it with them. 6:09 left to go in the half. 7-0 Watsika.
We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back with more of your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm. Is there.
It was a 41-yard pass play from Heck to Runyon, and it's just outside of the red zone. So it'll be first and 10 from the 11 with 6:09 left to go. They had to wait for the chains to get down. Once the chains got set, Watsika called the timeout, wanted to get a little more time to talk and get their players a little bit of a breather in there. As that play moved pretty quickly. Not only that, but Georgetown has been wearing out some of the Watsika two-way players here as of this point of the game. Even though it's cooler temperatures out there, you got to remember these players still conditioning here, still only about 3-4 weeks into the season. You figure in practices and weightlifting and whatnot. Hand off to Wade. Wade's going to have a pretty easy go all the way in for the touchdown. Alex Wade, 11-yard run. And the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes are an extra point away from tying it. Wade's biggest run of the evening thus far.
You've seen some of those runs to the left. They've had a lot of space between the left tackle and left guard. A lot of running room there created up front, that left side of the line. And then Wade, as he's done all game, just dropping the shoulder, fighting through first contact, and finds the end zone.
They're going to go for two. There's the hike. And putting it up and connecting with Hemker. Dane Hemker reels in the two-point conversion, and the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes lead the Watsika Warriors 8-7 with 6:02 left to go in the half. We'll take 30 seconds off and half kickoff here at Ike Birch Field. You're listening to the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
8-7 Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman leads Watsika Warriors with 6:02 left to go. And this one happening on their third drive of the year.
Well, we had talked about the time before halftime, which teams can get possession of the ball to put points on the board. You get a couple big plays there from the Buffaloes, 3 minutes off the scoreboard. And now you're thinking, if you're the Buffaloes, if you can get a stop on defense, give yourself as much time to get a final drive going before the halftime whistle.
Four play, 63-yard drive. Wade with 11-yard touchdown run. Heck to Hemker, 2-yard conversion. And that was after the big play, which was a 41-yard pass play from Heck to Runyon. There's a kickoff take back at the 18-yard line by number 42. Spin move brought down now at the 42-yard line. That was Lease on the run back. The big tackle there by Zach Moser.
And a big return there for Lease fielding it at the 18. They're going to start at the 43, it looks like. Or the 42. So a lot of time to work with for Watsika trying to respond to the Buffaloes taking the lead.
Late break from the huddle. Everybody moves forward. New quarterback into the game, and instantaneous fumble as Moore is still out. That is Peyton Schomburg into the contest. Yep. So Schomburg is 6'1", 185. Doesn't hide as not as diminutive as Morris. Schomburg kind of stays behind. Remember, Morris and Schervino had the collision on defense a few moments ago. And they were checking to make sure, do a little eye test for Morris here to make sure he's okay. And then we've got a flag. That's going to be an offsides on Watsika. So Schomburg not off to a great start under center here for the Warriors.
You know, especially tough after that nice kickoff return from Least to get it to the 42. And the Warriors now move back to their own 36. You see when they break out of their huddle, the center, the right tackle, and then one of their wideouts come up before the rest of them.
Schomburg and a flip back. That's a fumble. That's going to be picked up and down by Georgetown. Picking up the fumble there is number 66, Logan Pearson. I believe.
66.
I thought that's who I thought it was.
You've seen just a lot of miscues in that backfield off the snap. And then that one after the snap, whoever was supposed to get the carry just went in the opposite direction, that toss. And a lot of purple jerseys there home for the defense to switch sides for the offense, and very good field position for the Buffaloes.
So Heck from the pistol, first and 10 from the 17, looking to extend their lead. Wade to his right. He's going to drop back looking to put it up. And now he's going to have to throw it away. He throws it out of bounds.
A smart decision there. You know, some quarterbacks at the high school level would get kind of antsy, either try to force something in the middle of the field or not throw it away quick enough and get a big loss stepping out of bounds.
So second and 10. A little trio. Runyon and Schoolcraft. And Graves moving from the right side of the line to the left. Now Wade will move over. Wade will get the handoff. And he can't get around his defender, and he's down at the 16. He picked up a yard. Gets that clock rolling.
That run probably the most egregious for Wade as far as wanting to force things outside rather than cutting it back inside following where the gaps are. And a gain of nothing. Could have been pick up about 4 or 5 if he would have cut back to the right instead of trying to go outside the tackle.
Third and 10. And motion is Hemker, and we're going to see a timeout called by the Buffaloes. 3:59 left to go. Opening half. GRFC 8, Watsika 7. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back with more of your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Farming is more than an occupation, it's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Well, it would look like it was going to be an advantageous position here for the Buffaloes after that fumble here, Darren, but a couple of plays that went nowhere, and they find themselves now third and 10. Well, Coach Dew wanted to take a timeout there, maybe see something in the Watseka defense that they could exploit and give that a shot.
Yeah, and you figure here on third down, the way kind of special teams have been for, you know, just kind of the small school level in general, but especially with Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman going for two instead of the extra point, you're thinking four down territory either way, especially with the field position. So we'll see how aggressive they want to be trying to move the sticks here on third down, or if they want to just make it a more formidable fourth down conversion.
So third and 10. Wade to the right of Heck. Heck puts it up. Off the snap. Connects with Hemker. Hemker spins. Gets away from one defender and is brought down inside the 15. Looks like about the 13.
We've seen a lot of those from behind tackles from Watseka. A lot of getting kind of close to the horse collar area. That might have been one of them where they can kind of be grateful that it wasn't called.
So fourth and 7. I'm going to say 3 yards on that pass play. It's a personnel moving everywhere. They'll split it out. Single receiver to the right, twins left. Wade in the backfield. Heck, drops back. Puts it across the middle and connects right at the goal line. Did Hemker get in? Hemker was just short of the goal line. 13-yard pass play. He needed 14.
A nice job hauling that in by Hemker. Just a bit low and maybe a tad bit behind him, but able to scoop it into his body and hold on to the reception. That sets up pretty short first and goal for the Buffaloes.
First and goal. Time rolling down to 50. Now Heck's going to split out to the left side and direct snap. And that is a big spike, and that's going to cost him an unsportsmanlike conduct penalty. And that is 69. That is, I don't have a 69 on my list. Going down into the oh, 63, that's Coop Rider. I think the penalty would have happened after the touchdown. So
that might be one that matters for the proceeding.
This would be the extra point.
They're going for two again, like they did the first time.
Heck puts it up, connects with Hemker, going away. 2-point conversion is good. And it is a 16-7 Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman lead with 2:37 left to go in the half. We'll take 30 seconds off. Be back for kickoff here at Ike Birch Field in your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYRadio.com, and the WITY Radio app.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
So, it was a four-play. 17-yard drive, capped off by a Joshua Cooprider. 1-yard touchdown sneak run. Heck, Hemker for 2-yard touchdown reception through the air.
And you'll see that penalty after the touchdown coming to play here, kicking off from the 25-yard line, so it'll be a better resulting field position for Watsika after the return. If they're two deep returners at the 30.
And it's a two possession lead now for... And another fumble recovery. Did he get it before he went out of bounds, though? They get it before, they say he got it before he went out of bounds. Yes. So another fumble recovery that cost Watsika. The recovery attempt was in the air. It was knocked down, but not recovered. And Georgetown Ridge Farm comes in hot. And now they have another drive starting at the Watsika 44-yard line.
Saw the self-inflicted wounds from the Buffaloes early, and in the second quarter, it's been Watsika.
First and 10 with 2:31 left to go. Still plenty of time to capitalize here. The herd of Buffalo moving from right to left, we'll call them. And then we've got the flag in the secondary, and that's going to be against Georgetown Ridge Farm. TRFC is going to take a 5-yard step back to 49.
You saw after the motion, they took some time to check the play call, and there was some movement on that left side in the process.
That trio of Graves, Schoolcraft, and Runyon have been moving left to right, right to left all evening long, and it's not that. They set after the play, or after they move. And in the backfield, a wrap-up of Wade by number 54, Zach Wichner. Wichner is... perhaps a breath of fresh air there as the Watsika ship right now is taking on water. They've had a couple of key injuries in this contest. They've had some fumbles, and it's all went down south here in more ways than one for the Warriors here this evening.
Yeah, they've got the, well, now they got it running, but they did have the clock stopped for a while.
So Heck from the pistol. Now hand off to Wade. Wade stiff arms, and he cannot overcome the trio of Warriors in the backfield there, including number 4, Dale Hebert. Covarrubias also there. It's another loss. It's one time of a yard.
You got a timeout here from Watsika with that clock running, trying to see what they want to do on third down and give them some more time for a potential offensive drive before the end of the first half.
Third and 21 is where they set. After the penalty. And... awesome yardage.
good news for GRFC. You got a 9-point lead, so a 2-possession after converting both of their 2-point tries after their touchdowns. And so Watsika, should they score again before the end of the half, they probably won't be able to get it past that 9-point mark with another possession.
Third and 23. From the pistol, Heck hands off to Wade, and he is going to get the incoming defenders, and he's going to be slow to get up here. Back to his feet quickly now. Not to shake off anything. He's back up to the 42. So back to the line of scrimmage. Timeout on the field by the Warriors. 16-7 GRFC lead. We'll take a 30-second timeout with them with a minute 24 left in the half. Facing fourth down, you're listening to the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
Minute 24 left. It is 16-7. Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman leading the Watsika Warriors. And facing a 4th and 23.
So a little hesitation from head coach Max Franzen for Watsika between when Wade went down at the end of the play and then a few seconds before he ended up calling that timeout. So he probably wasn't sure whether he wanted to save it for the drive or whether to just preserve time right away.
Sixteen-seven, fourth and forever. Heck back for the punt. If he can air a good one out here, that would definitely help his team's cause out, and he does so. That's going to take a nice GRFC drop down to the 20. That one a 37-yard punt.
A short time, minute 15, and 80 yards for Watsika to try to.
It's been a long second quarter here. 75 seconds left in it. Schomburg will flip back and wrapped up and brought down at the 20. So back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe a yard ahead for Dennis Goodman. In fact, they say he got ahead too. Goodman on 4 carries has 29 yards on the. Brings up 2nd and 8. GRFC will receive. Watsika will kick to come out of the locker room.
I can't imagine Watsika being too aggressive here with 30 seconds left.
Schomburg gonna take it around the right side. He's got a little room here, and he is gonna be out of bounds at the 40. A run of 18.
Warriors, first down.
Risky play, but got some momentum going for them here. They got 20.5 seconds left. They still find themselves at the 38. So they're going to say 16 yards on the carry. And this time, not so lucky. Schomburg, in fact, loses. Do they get back to the line of scrimmage? They do. That's going to be the last play of the half. But the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman fans here have a lot to cheer about. The Buffaloes may find themselves above 500 for the first time in a season in quite some time. They've got 24 more minutes on the clock to get that done. We're at the half. We go to the locker room with the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes leading 16-7. We'll take 2 minutes off. We'll be back with your halftime show courtesy of the store. We'll have all the rundown of first half stats, take a look at the scoreboard schedule, second half adjustments, all to come right here on Indiana's Best Choice, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Ah, nothing beats the freedom of the open road. The wind in your face, the roar of the engine. Whoa, except maybe the sudden realization that alcohol and two wheels don't mix. Even one drink can slow your reflexes and impair your judgment. On a motorcycle, that's the difference between cruising home or crashing hard. Ride smart, ride sober, or get pulled over. If you hit the bottle, don't roll the throttle. This message is brought to you by NHTSA.
Labor Day savings are happening right now at the Home Depot. So what are you working on? Prep for fall with our wide selection of cordless power tools that make it easy to clear your lawn starting at $79. And once the leaves are clear, keep your yard looking fresh with colorful mums that bloom all season long. Shop Labor Day savings now through September 3rd only at the Home Depot. See select stores for details.
Welcome to the Store Halftime Show, brought to you by The Store. For your after-game celebrations, head to The Store on the northwest corner of the four-way stop in Catlin.
Darren, I tell you right now, I think no matter which way you were going to go, it was going to be exciting just because it's week one football. Everybody's excited to get back. But I think if you're a Buffaloes fan right now, you're feeling pretty good with the way your team's been performing out there against a Watseka team that, let's face it, I mean, even though they've been down a little bit the last couple of years, no slouch, they were going to come out and play. They're playing kind of for the same thing that GRFC is playing for, trying to get back up there, get some respect, get some pride back in their program. And they definitely came out hitting GRFC in the mouth, but the Buffaloes right now find themselves in the driver's seat 16-7. GRFC's done some nice things on defense. We've seen some nice things on offense. They've been conservative at times. Sometimes they take some chances, and it's been a good balance for Ryan Dew's squad.
Yeah, you mentioned before the game just a lot of that week one trying to knock the rust off, try to get into football position. It was a good start for Georgetown Ridge Farm, forcing a three and out off the opening kickoff, and then able to move the chains on offense, and then you saw some of those, you know, penalties that would give Watsika better chances for their third and fourth down plays. Let the Warriors get their lead, but then responding quite well, Watsika kind of having their moments there, especially on special teams, that allowed the Buffaloes to have another trip to the end zone. And a couple two-point conversions later, they see themselves with a two-possession lead at the half, and you got to be pretty excited about that if you're GRFC, especially considering they're going to get the ball to start the second half.
Absolutely. So we take a look at the first half stats for each of these squads here. We take a look at the GRFC Buffaloes for Landon Heck coming in at quarterback, 7 of 9, 68 yards, has looked really good, great poise in the pocket, making things happen out there, and really hasn't been rushed at all back there in the backfield whenever they've had passing plays. Good up front job by that offensive line for pass offense. Alex Wade right now, 14 carries, 47 yards. He's got a touchdown on the evening. Matthias Hutchison with a carry for 3 yards. Coop Ryder with a carry for a yard and a touchdown. Runyon, 3 receptions, 48 yards. Hemker, 4 receptions, 20 yards. Two of those, of course, were the two-point conversions, though. Over on the other side, the Watsika Warriors, no pass plays from Morris or from Schomburg. You have all runs here tonight. They are led by Dennis Goodman, 29 yards on 4 carries. He's looked really good in there. You have Austin Morris, who had 5 carries for 21 yards. Shervino had 3 carries for -1. You had Hebert with 2 carries, 8 yards, and a touchdown. And Schomburg with 2 carries for 16 yards for their total offense here tonight. Take a look at the drives. It was Watsika that struck first towards the end of the first quarter. It was a 7-play, 52-yard drive. Hebert with a 9-yard touchdown run. Covarrubias with the extra point made at 7-0. A couple of exchanges for possessions. And then Georgetown Ridge Farm got on the board. Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, excuse me. On a 4-play, 63-yard drive, Wade with the 11-yard touchdown run. The catalyst for that, though, was that 41-yard pass play from Landon Heck to William Runyon. But Wade came back with a 11-yard touchdown run with little resistance. Heck to Hemker with a 2-point conversion, 2 yards through the air, made it 8-7 GRFC. Next possession, 4-play, 17 yards. Coop Ryder with a 1-yard touchdown run on the little sneak there because he saw Heck go out to the left side. Heck to Hemker, 2-yard touchdown reception, or 2-yard, 2-point conversion reception, made it 16-7. Of course, remember what happened there. You had the Morris and the Shervino injuries. We haven't seen them since. They were playing on defense when that happened. It was on that drive. It was right before that pass play for Heck and Runyon. And then you really saw the wheels come off for Watsika, where the big pass play, the big run, then they had the fumble on offense on the flip back that was recovered at the 17-yard line, and then on the ensuing kickoff, a fumble. Or a loose ball, and so then it was another recovery for Georgetown. Watsika had a little bit of run play there by Schomburg, a nice run play of 16 yards to a second to last play of the half, but it was to no avail, not enough, and it's a 16-7 halftime lead for GRFC. Let's take 2 minutes off. When we come back, we'll take a look at your ServPro Vermilion County scoreboard schedule. We'll take a look at the Country financial agent Dustin Ehler halftime adjustments when the store halftime show continues in 2 minutes here on WITYRadio.com and the WITY Radio app.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, drinks, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Need care that's easy and quick? OSF On-Call Urgent Care does the trick. For illnesses that can't wait, virtual visits are first rate. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. For 24/7 care that's easy to find, OSF On-Call Urgent Care virtual visits offer peace of mind. Start a visit at any time, day or night, at osfoncall.org/virtualvisit.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
16-7 here at the half at Ike Birch Field in Georgetown. Let's take a look at your Surf Pro Vermillion County scoreboard. And Danville, call 217-443-0077. Surf Pro like it never happened. Of course, this one here is a 16-7 Georgetown Ridge Farm Crispin lead. Got a surprise up there at Peyton Moss here. There, Darren, it is a 26-6 lead for Clifton Central on the road against the Blue Devils.
Yeah, and that would be a nice week one victory on the road for the Comets. You know, in conference play there against BHRA, who's had a consistently good program over the years, and maybe a bit of a wake-up call for the Blue Devils if they can't turn that one around for the second half.
Clifton Central under a new regime there, too. Could be a first coaching victory there. Oakwood leading Moments 14-6. Maybe a little bit of surprise there. Cameron Lee squad going up. Moments has been pretty good the last couple of years, too. Might be a good one there for them. We've got some other scores to pass along. Bloomington leading Danville 26-0. You have over on the Indiana side 50-0. Seager leading Benton Central at the half. Needless to say, that one's going to get over pretty quick. Park Heritage leading West Vigo 26-20 in fourth quarter action. Covington blanking South Newton 32-0 at the half. Riverton Park up on Edinburgh 53-0 in the third. Sullivan blanking South Vermillion 50-0 at the half. So, Fountain Central and Crawfordsville. Last check was a 15-7 Crawfordsville lead. Couple other games that are going on. Actually now Bloomington leading 33-0 over Danville. You have the Westville Tigers leading the Salt Fork Storm 40-13 just before half. So Westville off to a big start there, a new regime at Catlin. So that one's going to be an interesting outturn there. Other games going on tonight. You've got Iroquois West hosting Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. You have North Vermillion at Paris, Rantoul at Unity, Bloomington Central Catholic at PBL, St. Joe Ogden at Prairie Central, Villa Grove hosting Cumberland. We mentioned Park Heritage already. You've got Attica hosting Tri-County, Indiana. course, the mention, the couple of forfeits that we have for this week in Tri-County, Illinois over Saratoga Mint. They did not get another opponent. CGB, obviously, as we mentioned, the pregame co-oping with Arcola this season. So Tri-County Titans getting a week one forfeit victory, as is the eight-man squad up in Milford getting a forfeit victory over Schlarman, who had to cancel their season here just before the season started. Just not enough players there. So that's where we sit with the Surf Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard. Let's take a quick look at the Country Financial agent, Dustin Ehler. Halftime adjustments. Call Dustin in Fairmount at 217-733-2154. Visit his office, which is currently at 205 South Main Street. That's going to get ready to change here very, very shortly. So be on the lookout for his new location coming up there on the north side of Fairmount. And Darren, right now, both these teams, I think if you're Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, you're sitting a little more comfortable. You want to make those adjustments now to keep Watseka at bay. But if you're a Watseka right now, maybe you're panicking. You're down two scores. You're missing a couple of your key playmakers, and you need to make some adjustments.
Yeah, Morris going out, that one, the big change for the Warriors, new man under center for them. I think really the only major adjustment for both teams is kind of seeing what works on offense, you know, going toward the outside more on your run plays. But just limiting those, you know, self-inflicted wounds. A lot of penalties on both sides. The fumbles for Watseka, the big key. You know, the ones behind under center piling up. And then the big one on special teams that allowed GRFC to get the ball back and add on to their lead. So just the big thing is trying to limit those mistakes.
That's a look at your Country Financial agent, Dustin Ehler, halftime adjustments. This has been the Store Halftime Show. For your after-game celebration, head to the store in downtown Catlett. Second half coming up, with GRFC leading Watseka 16-7, back in two here on WITY.
Thanks for listening to the Store Halftime Show. There for your after-game celebrations in downtown Catlin. Second half is on the way next on WITY.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
Integrity Vending is the only locally owned, full-service vending company in North Central Illiana. Alan and Carrie Rathgaber has proudly owned Integrity Vending since 2012, serving Vermilion, Ford, and Iroquois counties in Illinois and Vermilion County, Indiana, with a full vending line. Be sure to ask about their open-air markets with hot and cold sandwiches and the potential of frozen meal entree delivery. Call Integrity Vending today for your full-service vending needs at 217-213-5102.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Ready for third quarter action here in Georgetown. GRFC Buffaloes 16, Watseka Warriors 7. Darren Brown, Chad Baker back with you, and got to keep our eye out on what's going to happen here second half. We're going to be watching for the State Farm agent Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game. Somebody's going to get the turnover chain here at the end of the night tonight. That's going to be some fun. You're going to be watching for. Also want to mention that not only is it week one for IHSA Darren Brown, it's week one for NCAA. Week zero was last week. You got a 31-0 lead at the half for the Fighting Illini over at Memorial Stadium in Champaign-Urbana.
Yeah, for sure. You got the FCS opponent in Western Illinois, and then a little bit of a step up in a challenge going to Durham, North Carolina, to play Duke. They got their week one victory against Elon last night.
You have Altmyer with 11 for 14, passing 154 and three TDs. So,
a couple sacks given up by that offensive line. That's going to have to change going into ACC Big Ten play. But other than that, you can't complain about a 31-0 halftime lead.
Not if you're an Illini fan. If you're a Leathernecks fan, you're probably not so happy. There's a little bit of a pooch kick, and that's going to go out of bounds. And looks like it's going to be pretty nice little field position here for the Buffaloes to start off the second half.
Well, we'll see what the game plan is for GRFC on their first offensive drive of the second half. Obviously, a lot of run plays for Alex Wade, and then didn't really air it out until time was of a necessity there late in that second half. Looks like we got a penalty here against Watsika from that kickoff. Formation penalty.
Well, it goes out of bounds. That automatically means it's a penalty. And since it's beyond what it would start out if it went out of bounds further back, it'll be just five yards more. So 42 yard line is where it will start. Heck, handoff to Wade. Wade breaks through the middle of the field across to the 44. It's a 14-yard pickup and a first down. That is Alex Wade's biggest run of the evening.
The first play from scrimmage of the second half into Watsika territory.
So first and 10 from the 42. Hemker split out to the right. Buffalo Herd from the right to the left of the line. Heck. And timeout on the field. 43 seconds into quarter number three. It's 16-7 with the Buffaloes waiting. Trying to look to see what they can do to take advantage and advance further here. We mentioned next week we will be up in Hoopston. Salt Fork, Hoopston area, Armstrong, Potomac. Full schedule on our website, WITYradio.com. Check under the sports section for football. And, of course, we'll have this one posted later tonight for on-demand listening. In case you missed something, want to hear something again, if you're a player, if you're a parent, run through all the highlights, you're more than welcome to do that. Tomorrow morning, Saturday Sports Connection. On location, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, which we are, of course, on location tonight with. Splitting the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios tonight between the National Sweet Corn Festival and here. We'll be back up for National Sweet Corn Festival action tomorrow up in Hoopston with the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, 9:06 a.m. on all of our platforms. Then be watching for the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios to play a different role. They'll be in the National Sweet Corn Festival Parade tomorrow in downtown Hoopston, and excited to be part of that. So first and 10 from the pistol. There's the snap. Handoff to Wade up the left side. He's going to pick up about 2 yards, maybe three. We've got an injured Buffalo out on the field. So pick up a two for Wade. We'll have to take an injury timeout. Let's take 60 seconds off for this one. 16-7, GRFC leads with 11:07 left to go in third quarter action. Here on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance. Life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
And the injured Buffalo comes off the field on his own power. Caden Brault, the senior, walks off under his own power there. Second and nine. Short nine, long eight. Split twins out right, single receiver to the left. Heck from the pistol. He's going to put it up, and he'll connect the 42. And still on his feet and rolling up to the 34 is Schoolcraft. A little different play there for the Buffaloes than what we've seen here. And it's going to make it a third and short. It's a pickup of nine. Third and one. Heck. Handoff to Wade. And he's got some room to move. He's up across the 30. Brought down about the 28. And we've got another injury on the field. We're going to start seeing some cramps, I think, out there after the layoff. And, yep, there's going to be some stretching with this one. 9:58 left to go in the third. 16-7 GRFC. We'll take a 30-second timeout. Be back in a moment on your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
Off on his own power there again. Some cramping out there. We're going to see a gameplay stop.
The Buffalo's moving the chains. So working with a 9-point lead they got right before the end of the first half, trying to add on to that. And they got first and 10 from the Watsika 27.
There's the handoff. All the way up the middle, and Wade is down at the five. I thought you were supposed to be doing some play-by-play.
Well, I did too, but
take it over here. I have a feeling you're going to have a red zone here.
All right.
I'll give it to you. I just now realized that.
So the Buffalo is picking up another first down. They're now in goal-to-go territory, first and 10 from the Watsika 5.
Wade goes over 100 yards with that last carry there.
Heck in shotgun, single receiver out to the left. They'll hand it off to Wade. Goes to the left outside, met by a host of Warriors and brought down near the line of scrimmage. Looked like he was able to push forward a little bit for a short gain.
He's got 19 carries, 104 yards, and a TD. Maybe a looking to tack on here.
They're going to spot that ball at the 4. Second down and goal. 4 yards to get in the end zone. Single receiver out left. Handoff. Rolling out is Heck, and brought down in the backfield after the pass, and the pass deflected in the end zone. That'll bring up third and goal. The intended receiver, Hemker, couldn't grab that one. And there is a flag on the play. Looks like it'll be holding against GRFC, so moving them back. It'll make it a longer second down and goal. That holding penalty is going to move the ball back to about the 13. So second and goal from the Watsika 13. Two receivers out, right single receiver out far to the left. Snap back to pass, thrown to the right, deflected, almost intercepted by Hebert.
Had it right in the hands of number 13. That was Schoolcraft, and you're right there, a defender right there. And now we've got some cramping on a player for Watsika. Let's go ahead and take a quick timeout here with another injury timeout on the field. 16-7, come back with a third and 8 for Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, Nike Birch Field, and your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week on 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
7, the lead for GRFC. Got some stretching out there. This one looks like a hamstring there, Darren.
Yeah, like you mentioned, just teams trying to get used to the conditioning of live action for football, especially when you got a lot of players playing on both sides of the ball. That'd be a lot of getting used to. We saw that the game. It was Clifton Central and Watsika in season opener either last year or a few years ago where that was a common thing. But at least everything we've seen, everyone able to get up and get off the field off their own power.
Well, we didn't see it so much in the first half. We see it there whenever you've had players going at it for a good long time. They get in the locker room. They take that little break in there. They hydrate a little bit. Then they come back out. And neither one of these teams had an exceptional amount of stretching out there. Watsika, in fact, came out just before the the original allotment of halftime ended before that required 3 minutes burn off.
It's back in action, third and goal, back to pass. Heck, toward the end zone, back in the middle. It is caught for a touchdown. Dane Hemker, right toward the back of the end zone, the middle of the field. Heck to Hemker, the connection to make it 22-7, Buffaloes.
Absolutely incredible.
The third time of the game, JRFC finding the end zone, and you'll figure they'll go for two again. They did after their first two touchdowns. This one to try to make it a 17-point lead. Snap the handoff to Wade, left side, runs in, but a flag thrown. And it looks like it's going to go against JRFC to nullify the two. So holding called, and they will have a longer attempt to try to get 2 points. .817 remaining in the third quarter after the touchdown. Landon Heck to Dane Hemker, 12 yards out on third and goal. Extending the lead to what is currently 15 points. Now a long 2-point conversion, ball at the 18-yard line. Back to pass, Heck in the air, right side. Contact between the receiver and DB as that was thrown out of bounds, and they're going to get a flag on that play for pass interference.
Over there in the southwestern end zone there, Darren, some contact there. So we're going to see this happen again.
Well, you see those types of plays along kind of all levels of football where it's toward the sideline, and sometimes they'll call them no flag for an uncatchable pass, and others just say, well, the reason it was an uncatchable pass is because of interference. They do get the flag, so after the holding moved it back, the pass interference will make it a 2-point try from about the 5. We'll call it the 5.5. Heck in shotgun with Wade to his right. Wade will get it again. Left side, pushing forward, can't get to the end zone. So for the first time, a 2-point try, no good. So the score remains 22-7, a 15-point lead for the home JRFC Buffaloes, and that'll take it to a kickoff, 8:17 remaining for the third quarter. We'll take a little break here on WITY, the WITY radio app, and WITY.com.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Back here in Georgetown for Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman, the week one opener against conference foe, the Watseka Warriors. Darren Brown, Chad Baker, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app. 15-point lead now for the Buffaloes after the 12-yard touchdown reception, Dane Hemker, from Landon Heck.
Capped off an 8-play, 58-yard drive. 2-point conversion was no good after several attempts and penalties from each team to try to get that off.
Heck to kick for GRFC. You got Shoemaker and Lease back deep to return. Well, toward the sideline, bounce rolling toward the end zone, and Watsika is just going to fall on it at about the 5. And so tough starting field position for the Warriors.
Since the injury to Morris and Trevino, it has just not went well this evening for Watsika. And here, I'm telling you, you know, if you're a team that's kind of in their position where you had a lot of young players, you had a lot of guys that graduated last year, you're still trying to see what you have here just a couple of weeks into the season in earnest. It really can really dash your game plan, and it did early on because we saw those guys play a pivotal role on offense. Two-way players in a school that size, and they don't have a whole lot of players to begin with, so they're having to be resourceful here.
So first and 10 from the 5 for Watsika. Handoff up the middle, met in the backfield by a pair of Buffaloes. That handoff was to Frankie Trevino. Tackled for a loss of about 2.
So Trevino finding his way back into the contest.
So a loss of, though.
It looks like they're going to say 1.
Yeah, they'll spot that just behind the original line of scrimmage. So 2nd and 11 from the 4. Snap and a toss. Running toward the right sideline. That is Goodman. Goodman still on his feet trying to break through some tackles and brought down around the Watsika 10.
Well, when in doubt, give it to Goodman. He's been really their spark plug all evening. So I don't know why they're not working him into the offense a little bit more here. He's got 35 yards on 5 carries. Where I come from, a 7-yard carry or 7-yard per carry average is good enough to get it done. You want to hand that guy the ball more.
You know, sometimes coaches, they don't want to get too predictable with things, but if it seems like they don't have an answer for a particular play, handoff to Goodman again, working toward the right side, brought down about 1 yard from the line of scrimmage, yard or maybe 2 to bring up 4th down and about 2 or 3. We'll spot that ball at the 14. And we got another injury timeout, this one for GRFC. 6 minutes, 22 on the clock for the 3rd quarter. The score is still 22-7 in favor of the Buffaloes. We'll step away for a 60-second timeout here from Georgetown on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is a semester-long program provided to 5th or 6th grade students who reside in the county schools of Vermillion County. The lessons center on a wide range of topics such as responsibilities, drug resistance, risk and consequences, peer, family, personal, and media pressures, stress coping skills, communication, listening skills, good citizenship, bullying, and friendship foundation. The Vermillion County Sheriff's Department DARE program is wishing all student-athletes good luck this season and to continue making good decisions outside of school and extracurricular activities.
Back for more of your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. It's a 22-7 lead for GRFC. 4th and 1, Watsika is looking at here. Darren, of course, they're still working on a GRFC player. Looks like some another situation of cramping out there. We've had about 4 or 5 of those here just coming out of the halftime break. And this one may be taking a little longer than some of the others there. Now he's going to start working his way up. Always seems like the effect, I mean, it affects everybody, but it seems like it affects the bigger guys a little harder than some of your little smaller guys out there.
Yep, and it looks like that's Pearson out there. Needs a little bit more help than all the other injuries we've seen to be able to get off the field. So a fourth and one situation, maybe a little closer to fourth and two. And it looks like we're going to see Watsika at least huddling up, considering going for it. If you don't convert, you're looking at more than favorable field position for Chair FC, but and they're going to line up with their offense. A hard count so far. And a flag thrown. And they either ran out of time to snap or somebody jumped.
It's going to go against Watsika. Always a difficult task here at Ike Birch because they don't have the play clocks. One of the handful of high school fields that don't. So you have to take the official's word for it.
And now they're going to line up in punt formation. Buffaloes originally had Hemker go back to receive, but it looks like they're going to set up in more basic defense.
Going to try to rush that punter there standing in his own end zone.
Punt is up, the lefty punt. Hits the ground at the 44. It'll roll a little bit more toward midfield, but stays in Watsika territory. It'll be downed at the 49. Logan Oliver down there to eventually down that punt as it kept rolling. The Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman going to start an offensive drive in Watsika territory. Just a yard past midfield at the 49. 6 minutes, 11 seconds on the clock for the third quarter. 22-7 lead for the Buffaloes at home. Season opener for both teams here in week one. Backfield for GRFC, the usual Heck and Wade. Wade going to get the handoff, running to the left. First down and more, open field. Brought down from behind at the 30-yard line. Goodman of the Warriors eventually able to catch up to him. But a 19-yard rush to start things off on that drive. First down and 10 for the Buffaloes from the Watsika 31. And the clock will run after pausing momentarily for the first down. Single receiver is Hemker, out right near side from our vantage point. Heck with the snap, hands off to Wade again, goes to left, brought down in the backfield, ball comes out. And it seems like the Buffaloes able to get back on top of it. So a fumble not lost after it hit the ground. But we're going to see Wade head to the sideline here for the Buffaloes. Did get up kind of gingerly after that fumble.
I think they're going to say that maybe he had a knee down from where they located the ball. So maybe he lost the ball. He was down.
Second and 11 rolling out. And Heck able to get rid of the ball.
Now they're going to throw the flag. He was in the grass, but he escaped the pocket. That's there again. I don't know if you want to call grounding in a situation like that. That's still pretty iffy. He had escaped the pocket. He's running for his life.
Looks pretty close. You know, sometimes that the definition of what a
I know
he's still
did.
In the pocket.
Well,
kind of skewed. Depending on who calls it.
Why I know what they're thinking. They're thinking, okay, there was no receiver within yards of where he was. And had he thrown it out of bounds, no problem. But it was within but it was within the field of play. But yeah, he had clearly escaped the pocket. He was clear out over here on this side of the field, and the ball was set and snapped on the far side of, closer to the hashes on the far side of the field.
That moves it into Buffalo's territory, the 47. They're going to hand it off and met in the backfield. On that run, Watsika. A host of Warriors in there to make the tackle at the GRFC 45. And a drive that started at the Watsika 49. The grounding penalty, loss of down, and moving it into Buffalo's territory.
And all of a sudden, Watsika has a little bit of a spark to them.
And the run play, the clock will run. Just about to the four-minute mark here in the third quarter. 15-point lead for GRFC, 22-7. Punt back, the flag thrown. And the Buffaloes might get moved back even more here, and they will be. So a false start called against GRFC.
Be fourth and almost half a football field. Fourth and 40. The first down marker sits at the 21-yard line of Watsika. The Buffaloes are snapping it from the 41-yard line on their side of the field. And Heck is going to get blocked after bobbling it.
That's going to roll just into Watsika territory, downed at the Watsika 46.
Still maintain to get 20 yards of air time on that, so, I mean...
So 3:51 on the clock for the third quarter. Watsika trailing by 15 on the road. 22-7 here at Georgetown. The GRFC Buffaloes trying to get a home opener winner. And like we mentioned at the beginning, you know, a lot of people talk about the importance of those late games going into playoff time, but as far as building up your win total to make the playoffs, period, get to that five-win mark, some of these early games, very important. Under center, Schomburg. He'll keep it himself. Tried to escape and met by a couple of Buffaloes back there. Wade back there, the running back, making a defensive play.
It's always important to remember, if you're going to pull your line to go to the right side, you want to go with your line. Because that just left all the defenders there, and they feasted on Peyton Schomburg.
So loss of five on first down makes it second and 15. Schomburg brought down at the 40-yard line.
And that's no knock on Schomburg there. I mean, Schomburg's had, I'm sure, some limited snaps here in season, but...
Goodman, the carrier, he'll get a few yards of positive gain. Knocked out of bounds around the 42. Be third and long for the Warriors. And they'll spot that at the 42. Third and 13 coming up for Watsika. Got a very favorable end result to that GRFC drive after the Buffaloes had it near the red zone. Now third and long. Three in the backfield. Little play action. Schomburg throws and caught near the line of gain, but not quite for a first down. Shervino had it toward the right side of the field.
That is the first pass play tonight for the Watsika Warriors.
So that'll bring it into Buffalo's territory at the GRFC 48. Fourth and three, the offense up for Watsika. Hard count and movement on the left side of the line for the Buffaloes, and that'll be offsides, and that might be a first down via penalty. Chains are going to move They've gotten GRFC to jump off sides on fourth down a couple times this game. And that one directly giving Watsika a first down. Fresh set of downs, first and 10 from the Buffaloes 43. Schomburg, the toss, up the middle, a gain of about 2 yards for Shervino.
Late flag coming in there. It's going to be a face mask against GRFC.
So face mask called. Penalties on back-to-back plays. The pre-snap offsides to give Watsika a first down, and then the personal foul penalty after the run. That'll make it first down and about 3 from the Buffaloes 37. Schomburg, handoff up the middle and piling forward for the first down. They gave it to Shervino again.
Pickup of about 6 on the play. Biggest run play tonight for Shervino.
Chains moving in, clock running. About a minute and a half to go for the third quarter. 22-7 the lead for the Buffaloes, but Watsika trying to gain some ground. Schomburg tossed to Goodman, right side, past the line of scrimmage, tries to barrel forward for the first down, goes out of bounds after being met by Schoolcraft. We'll see where they rule Goodman out of bounds, and we're going to have another injury timeout here for the Buffaloes. And you're hoping just another cramp.
It was a 9-yard pickup, so it'll be 2nd and 1 when we come back.
2nd and 1 after the injury timeout. 15-point lead for the Buffaloes at home. Watsika offense charging on. Minute 11 to go for the third quarter. We will take a minute-long break here from Georgetown on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
Farming is more than an occupation. It's a way of life. This is Dustin Ehler, your country financial agent in Fairmount. And when you want to protect your farm, it goes a lot deeper than protecting your crops, buildings, and machinery. You want an insurance company with decades of farm experience, like Country Financial. We may have insured your parents' farm, even your grandparents' farm. Contact me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount. Call 217-733-2154.
Get outdoor ready at Leto's Hardware. This grilling season, see the experts about the setup that will work best for you. Aluminum grills, tailgate kits, wood pellet smokers, they've got it all. Plus all of the sauces, rubs, and accessories you need. While you're here, visit our garden section or get your window screens fixed to let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out. This is Fifi the Cat, reminding you to follow us on Facebook. Leto's Hardware, where we do it best.
You're listening to 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, Danville. Welcome back to the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. It's a 22-7 lead for Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman. Tending to some cramps out there on the field. And there again, we've had them sprinkled throughout the third quarter here. And just a reminder that stay tuned after this contest is over. We'll have your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. We'll take a look at all the stats and the rundown of this one. We'll take a look at the Serve Pro of Vermilion County scoreboard. We'll name the State Farm agent Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the game. We'll take a look ahead to next week when we head to Hoopston to see the Hoopston area Armstrong Potomac Corn Jerkers host the Salt Fork Storm next week on the OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. OSFhealthcare.org. And don't forget Saturday Sports Connection on location tomorrow, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studio, as is everything outside our four walls. That tomorrow from Hoopston, National Sweet Corn Festival, 9:06 a.m. on all of our platforms for the week that was, a week that will be in area sports.
And getting some help off the field here, looks like. And getting some.
That is.
It's tough when you get the.
That's Pearson. Pearson has had a rough night. I believe this is not the first cramps he's had. I believe he was one of the earlier victims of the cramping.
Pearson
this time
some,
the other leg.
He had some help initially, but now they're letting him walk off on his own. Second and one for Watsika. They've been moving the ball. Also getting some help from penalties from the Buffaloes. From the 22, up the middle. Hebert, toward the left side of the line, pushing forward. And the chains are going to move another Watsika first down. Clock stops momentarily at 105 after the first down.
It's a pickup of five. They're at the 16.
First and 10. Schomburg the snap. Toss Shervino to the left, met by a trio of Buffaloes. Is right near the 15-yard line. So gain of about two. I'll make it second down and eight. Offense up with the clock at 25 seconds. Toss to the right. Here's Goodman. Goodman trying to find some room. North toward the sideline. Still on his feet past the first down line. And out of bounds. Inside the five. And that'll set up first and goal for Watsika. And Goodman getting out of bounds should have opportunity for Watsika to get on the board again before the end of the third quarter. 16.8 on the clock. Stopped after the run out of bounds. Schomburg, handoff to Hebert, met near the line of scrimmage, brought down at about the four. They kept running forward. There wasn't a whistle initially. And they're going to mark him down at about the three. That's the end of the third quarter. Watsika threatening with second and goal, but GRFC trying to maintain a 15-point, 22-7 lead. We'll be back for potentially the final 12 here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app from Georgetown.
Occasional aches and pains are just part of life. They usually vanish as quickly as they appear. But what about ailments that pop up and don't quickly go away? That's when it may be time to see your doctor, just in case. OSF Healthcare can handle all of your family's primary care needs, including diagnosing health issues or referring you to a specialist. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
Just because you have a variety of insurance policies doesn't mean you need a variety of agents. I'm Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative in Fairmount. I can help you with all of your insurance needs, from life to health to property insurance, in town or on the farm. I can show you how to take advantage of any discounts available for good drivers to good students, homes equipped with smoke detectors, and more. And the best thing is, it's all available from one person. Call me, Dustin Ehler, your country financial representative at 205 South Main in Fairmount at 217-733-2154.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville, online at WITYradio.com.
Back from Georgetown, the opening game of the season for the Watsika Warriors on the road against the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes. Buffaloes with a 22-7 lead going into the fourth quarter, but Watsika on a charge on offense, some big plays. Also helped out by some Buffaloes penalties to move the ball forward. And the Watsika offense back on the field. Second and goal from about the two. Morris, the original quarterback, has been out of the game. Schomburg now under center. Schomburg rolling out to the left, trying to outrace the Buffalo's defender, and he wins that battle. Touchdown, Watsika. Schomburg on the keeper. Play action up the middle, rolled out to the left, was able to outrace the defender for GRFC. And the 15-point lead currently at 9, pending the point after. First play of the fourth quarter, 11 minutes 52 now on the clock. And looks like Watsika going to go for two, trying to make it a 7-point game. Schomburg under center, three running backs in the backfield. The toss to Goodman toward the right side, just near the pylon, and brought out of bounds before he could get in.
And that's going to loom huge as the fourth quarter moves on.
A big play there, what potentially could have made it a 7-point game. It remains a two-possession lead for the Buffaloes. 9 points, 22-13. But the Warriors find the end zone on the first play of the fourth quarter. Buffaloes trying to stay in this one with their 9-point lead here in the fourth quarter at home. We will take another break and come back from Georgetown. WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
Got an earache, ankle sprain, or cough? We can help you shake it off. Feeling sneezy and wheezy? Getting care is quick and easy. Sprain or fracture keeping you from play? We can give you a quick x-ray. For care that's easy and quick, OSF On-Call Urgent Care can do the trick. Walk in for care from 8 to 8 every day. We'll give you the help you need and you'll be on your way. Visit osfoncall.org/urgentcare to find a location near you.
10-play 56-yard drive at Schomburg with the 1-yard touchdown run. 2-point conversion was no good. It's a 22-13 lead for Watsika here. Still plenty of time, and but that 2-point conversion miss is going to loom large for Watsika here if they're able to continue to claw back into this.
Set to kick for Watsika, Justin Covarrubias. Two returners back for the Buffaloes, Hemker and Wade. Two of the big playmakers on offense in the rushing game and receiving game. Kick away from Covarrubias toward the sideline and going to fall on it with the foot out of bounds is Hemker.
And unfortunately, that, with this officiating crew, I don't think they're going to think like the NFL crews where you're going to consider that an out-of-bounds kick. High football IQ play by GRFC. Unfortunately, I don't think that matches the IHSA's ruling on some of that deciphering of football information out there. Great OSF Healthcare Game of the Week to start the season off, and I think a lot of folks wouldn't have pegged a Watsika GRFC matchup to be a good one here, but it's been a nice battle here for us tonight.
GRFC, we had three touchdowns so far, starting a drive first and 10 from their own 24. Still trying to get the play call set. 11:52 still on the clock. Hand off to Wade, trying to bounce it to the outside left and met by a pair of Watsika defenders in the backfield. Wade slow to get up. The defender as well for Watsika, but they're both on their feet. Look to be okay. In there to make the tackle. It was Covarrubias who had the kickoff.
Wade has lost yardage on his last three carries here. And got a Watsika Warrior down now.
And that is Covarrubias.
So Players will move to the sidelines. We'll go ahead and take a 30-second timeout here. Well, let's go ahead and make it 60. We'll make it 60-second timeout here. 22-13. GRFC holding on to a lead. 11:21 left in regulation here on your OSF Healthcare Game of the Week. WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Bring up the subject of life insurance, and many people try to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. Kurt Ellis, your local State Farm agent in Danville, focusing on the benefits of life insurance, life without having to sell the house insurance, or life without having to give up college insurance. Find out how the benefits of having life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 217-446-8039 or visit his office at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville and get to a better state with State Farm.
I'm sorry, sir. We get a lot of prescriptions. Your prescription will take a few more hours to fill. I will need to call your insurance for approval for one of them. It's been busy in our store drive-thru today, so I may not be able to call until tomorrow to get it approved.
So I have to wait? Go without it? My doctor sent this in this morning. I need this medicine.
I apologize for the inconvenience. I hope you understand.
Sound familiar? Don't take chances. Take your prescriptions to MedPlus Pharmacy for quick, friendly, and convenient service. Call 217-431-6662. Experience the difference at MedPlus Pharmacy, 511 West Fairchild in Danville.
Injury timeout. Got a penalty before the snap. And it's going to move the Buffaloes back. Loss of about two on the first down play. Tackle for loss on the run play from Wade, and then the false start. And make it second and long, moving the ball back to the 17. Shotgun formation, handoff to the left, Wade, open room, trying to cut it back, but met right around the 24. Tackle made by Braden Leese.
Pickup of seven there.
Clock running, about 10 and a half minutes to go for regulation. 22-13 the lead for the Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman Buffaloes at home against Watseka. Bring it right around the original line of scrimmage. Whistles on the field, and a timeout called by the hometown Buffaloes. Going to talk over what they want to do on third down. 9-point lead for the Buffaloes. They got third and 10 coming up. 10-18 on the clock for the fourth quarter. We will take another break here on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
Juhas Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at Juhas Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24-7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. Juhas Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
22-13 coming out of the timeout here, Darren. And there again, this going into that timeout, you saw a Watseka squad that was fired up. GRFC squad looks a little bit on the winded side. That can't be good. You're heading down the stretch.
Yeah, 9-point lead for the Buffaloes. You don't want to give, if you're the home team, GRFC, you don't want to let Watseka keep getting momentum. And the ref coming over to discuss something with Buffalo's coach Ryan Dew. Just a brief discussion, line judge. Now everybody's set. Two receivers to the left. Shotgun formation for Heck. Man in motion is Schoolcraft, and a whistle before the snap. That's going to be false start for the Buffaloes. Going to move them back again.
It's been a long, long, exhausting second half, and we're only 10-16 left in regulation here. That first quarter ended just 7 minutes shy of 2 hours ago. If it gives you any indication of where we're at in this game, we've had several injuries. We've had lots of injury timeouts due to cramping.
So now third and 15 from the 19. And movement again.
And we've got some frustration and some mental lapses out there by these teams. And notably right now, it's GRFC. It was earlier with Watsika. That's what dug them the hole that they were in. And now GRFC finding themselves in the mental lapses out there. It's a mental battle as much as it is a physical battle in these first couple of weeks of the season here, Darren. And we're seeing it with both of these teams here tonight.
So the ball moved back to the 14. Hand off to Wade, left side. Cuts it back down the sideline, tackled it around the 25. So a decent pickup on third down, still not quite to the original line of scrimmage. So the clock runs. Wade staying in bounds right near that sideline. Heck set to punt to receive for Watsika, Dennis Goodman. GRFC still getting set. Heck, the punt away from Goodman. Bounces past midfield, and it'll die around the 46. Down there by Runyon. 9 minutes and a second to go for regulation. Watsika getting the ball back. Down two scores, a 9-point lead for the Buffaloes, 22-13. Watsika, a touchdown on their last offensive drive. Trying to do the same here on this drive. They're going to spot that at the 46. They had it at the 44. First and 10, Watsika offense set. And a false start, looks like from the right side of the line. Jumped the gun a little early. That was Zach Wichner over there. So this time, Watsika getting moved back from pre-snap penalty. So starting at the 46, now it'll be first down and 15 from the 41. Again, Austin Morris was the starting QB. And then an injury early in the second half. Now it's Schaumburg under center. Schaumburg. Hand off to Goodman, right side. Back to the original line of scrimmage, brought down right around midfield. First contact there by Jacob Jones of the Buffaloes. No mark that ball, just to the Watsika side of midfield.
Schaumburg's been a spark plug for this Watsika offense here, and I know he can't do it alone, but I tell you, he's almost willing them back into the contest.
Second and six, Shervino tackle for a loss by the Buffaloes. There's Joshua Cooperider.
That's going to work against getting him back into the contest.
Clock running, just about to reach the eight-minute mark. It was second and six, the tackle at the Watsika 46. Right back to the original line of scrimmage, third down and 10. Schaumburg rolls to his right, goes back a little bit, pass intended for Shervino, hit the ground before he could haul it in. So an incompletion brings up fourth down and 10. And a decision here for Watsika. You would think they'll go for it considering they're down two scores with under 8 minutes to go. And although they got the stop on defense the last drive, it'd be more opportunity for the Buffaloes to chew through some clock. Fourth and 10 from the 46, 7:46 on the clock for the fourth quarter. 9-point lead for GRFC, 22-13. Watsika down 9. They've hard counted on fourth down before. They'll snap it. Goodman to the right. Cuts back inside. Flag thrown. Tackle was made by Austin Greider. Short of the line to gain.
There again, Dennis Goodman showing that why he deserves the rock all night long. Big play whenever Watsika needs it.
So holding called against Watsika, but Goodman was short anyway, so Buffaloes decline the penalty. They'll take over on downs, first and 10 from their own 48. 7:38 on the clock. Buffaloes working with a 9-point lead here at home, 22-13. Backfield again of Heck and Wade. Strong right. Snap handoff to Wade. Some open room. Breaks a tackle and brought down in Watsika territory at the 46 for a gain of about 5. Into Warriors territory. Clock going to run after the rushing play. Hemker in off the sideline with the play call. Buffaloes getting set. Five up front for the Warriors. Hand off to Wade. Goes to the left this side. Cuts inside. Brought down around the 43. That's going to move the chains for a Buffalo's first down. Wade, some good vision there. We've seen a lot from Wade with as many good runs as he's had. There's more of a tendency to cut it outside rather than up the middle of the field, even when he's had some more room. But they're a good job knowing where his blockers are. Chains move for the Buffaloes, first and 10 from the Watsika 38. Just about reaching the six-minute mark. Left in regulation. And a whistle, pre-snap penalty, false start against the Buffaloes. And that'll move them back 5 after picking up the first. It was first and 10 from the 38. That'll move him back to the Watsika 43. Now first and 15. Still in Warriors territory. Shotgun handoff to Wade. Avoids the first tackle and brought down after a gain of about 2. He was met by Justin Covarrubias. And that'll bring up second down from the Watsika 41. The line to gain. About third and 13, or second and 13, excuse me. Strong left formation for the Buffaloes. High snap, but corralled. And running is Wade, still on his feet. Met by a host of Warriors there. Shervino among the many, as well as Caden Brault.
That was not Wade. That was Matthias Hutchison back into the game.
So Wade off for one snap back in the game. Hutchison to the sideline.
Pickup of one for Hutchison. He's About third and 12 situation now for the Buffaloes.
Line of scrimmage, the 40-yard line. Heck in shotgun, Wade to his right. Another run play, Wade to the left. Stiff arm, but sticking with the tackle for a loss, Noah Hansen. Clock going to stop. A timeout called by Watsika. Trying to save them as much time for getting the ball back after a punt. Clock stops at 4 minutes, 12 seconds for regulation. Score still 22-13 in favor of the Buffaloes. Fourth and long upcoming. Watsika set for another offensive series. We'll take another minute break and be back on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY app.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077. Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fourth and about 17 for GRFC Buffaloes. Darren Brown, Chad Baker with you on WITY. The game of the week between GRFC and Watsika. Heck, the punt. A line drive toward the left side. A little roll out of bounds. Right at about the Watsika 15. So a nice punt there from Heck to pin Watsika inside the 20. 4 minutes, 5 seconds for Watsika to work with. A 9-point deficit for the visiting Warriors. 22-13 the lead for Georgetown Ridge Farm.
Don't forget, we'll have the Huhas Diagnostics post-game show coming up at the conclusion of this one. Someone is going to be named the Ross Boss of the Game, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb.
That punt rolled out of bounds at about the 12. First and 10 for Watsika. Play action pass. Schomburg trying to stay on his feet. Brought down just in front of the goal line. He was trying to escape a few tackles and ends up losing decent yardage for the Warriors. Now, not a lot of breathing room back there inside the 5. They'll mark him down at about the 3. Line to gain about the 23. So about second down and 20 here from the Warriors. Schomburg snap, run up the middle from Hebert. Going to gain a little bit of ground. And that'll bring up third down and long from about the 9. No huddle offense with limited time. Toss to Shervino, goes to the left, and brought down at about the 15. That'll bring up about fourth and 8. And again, no huddle offense, not a lot of options. Like you said, that missed two-point conversion, still a two-possession game. Schomburg rolls out to his right, going to try to keep it himself, cuts back, stays on his feet, still on his feet at about the 30, and out of bounds at the 35. And they desperately needed to convert on fourth down there. Schomburg getting it done with his legs. And Big as well gets out of bounds to stop the clock. So the chains move. And they'll save a little bit of time. Clock stops at 2 minutes 20 seconds. 22-13 the lead for the hometown Buffaloes. Warriors trying to mount a comeback on the road. Schomburg, handoff up the middle. Gain of about a yard. Bodies piled there near the line of scrimmage after the run from Hebert. Still with the no-huddle, clock running. Schomburg back to pass, moves to his right, looking downfield, throws it in the air. Incomplete, the pass intended for Braden Lease. Just a bit ahead of him. And that'll stop the clock at a minute 52 and bring up third down and 8 for the Warriors. They got to get past the 45. Over to the sideline to get the play call, Dennis Goodman. They can take a bit more time now with the clock stopped. Had to go no huddle after those run plays. Offense set, Schomburg. The handoff to Goodman. Flag and a whistle for a pre-snap penalty. And a false start against Watsika. They gained a little ground to make it third and 8, and they're going to have to move back 5 yards after movement on the line before the snap. Minute 48 on the clock. Stopped momentarily after the penalty. Moves the ball back to the 33. So about third and 12. Schomburg keeps it himself, but can't get past the defender in the backfield. That is William Graves. A burst of speed. Tackle for a loss. And a timeout called by Watsika. Fourth and long upcoming, as Schomburg was brought down at the 26. They're going to need at least 19 yards to convert on fourth down. Minute 38 left in regulation. Still down 2 scores. And Chad, like you said, that 2-point conversion couldn't quite get in the end zone. A big play, because you're talking about the difference between this drive with a chance to tie it up, and now in this situation, down 9, they would have to score and get the ball back and score again.
Yeah, it's looking like a daunting task right now. You want to take it one play at a time, though. It's the first that's the first one you want. You know, you want that first play here. You got to get 13 yards. Anything else after that doesn't really matter until you get that 13 yards.
We've seen the ability of some big plays before. You saw one of them there with Schomburg trying to do what's got him some big gains before, running to the outside, but that time, man, in the secondary, William Graves, kind of what we talked about, when couldn't quite get much going up the middle, you figure they're going to try to go to the outside, and with that, they're going to bring Graves up more toward the line, and he was able to get in the backfield quick and make the tackle. Fourth and 19. Three running backs in the backfield. Schomburg, handoff, back to pass, rolling to his left. He'll keep it himself, past the original line of scrimmage, and brought down well behind the line to gain out of bounds at the 38. And Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman going to take over on downs in Watsika territory.
It'll go into victory formation here. And it'll mean that Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman will be above 500. for the first time in a season in 7 years, I believe, at least.
And always good to start off on the right foot in week one, which Buffalo is very much on track to do that at home.
Well, I tell you what, I'll get garbage time if you want to work your way down to reward our Ross's Boss of the Week here, Darren, because we'll have you back for the post-game show, courtesy of UHAS Diagnostics. We'll get the ball rolling on that as first kneel down there. I'll have to do it a couple of more times here. They'll take one more knee. And then I believe they'll have to maybe do it twice more here. It was an exciting one to bring to you here for the first OSF Healthcare Game of the Week of the season here on WITY. They'll do one more knee in victory formation, and they'll tie this one up here. Next week we will be at Hoopston. Hoopston area, Armstrong Potomac hosting Salt Fork next week in game two action. And there is the knee by Landon Heck. And the GRFC Buffaloes are 1-0. Victors tonight at home on Ike Birch Field against the Watseka Warriors by a count of 22-13. And there is the final. Seconds ticking off the board here. Stay tuned. We will be back with your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show coming up in 2 minutes. Here on Ileana's Best Choice, 980 AM, 99.5 FM, WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
Honey, I'm leaving to run those errands.
Hey, would you mind dropping by the pharmacy, too? My doctor switched my cholesterol medication.
Oh, sure. I'm glad he's looking out for you.
Through all life stages, you can count on your OSF Healthcare primary care provider. They can handle everything from school physicals to annual wellness visits to managing chronic conditions and more. Schedule an appointment today at osfhealthcare.org/primary. OSF Healthcare, your life, our mission.
UHAS Diagnostics is your new Napa heavy-duty truck care center. But that's not all. Lawnmowers? Yes. Golf carts? Absolutely. Small engines? Why not? And they will pick it up for a small fee. The team at UHAS Diagnostics want their clients driving away safer than when they brought their transportation to them. Ask about their free 15-minute auto consultation to diagnose your vehicle. Call on the direct line at 217-213-6032 or 24/7 on the mobile at 217-260-3339. UHAS Diagnostics, east of I-74, exit 210 between Danville and Oakwood.
If you hit someone on the field of play, you are a boss. If you hit someone in downtown traffic, it's a loss. Collisions belong on the football field, not on the road. When accidents happen, you need coverage you can count on. As your local State Farm agent, Ross Webb, makes auto insurance simple, affordable, and built just for you. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross and save money with great coverage like a boss. Call 217-443-1500 and listen to WITY for Ross's Boss of the Week for distinguished play on the gridiron. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Summer storms can be unpredictable, but ServPro of Vermilion County is your one-stop shop when disaster strikes. ServPro of Vermilion County is on call 24 hours a day to make it like it never even happened. Call ServPro of Vermilion County at 217-443-0077.
Mission Canine Warrior is dedicated to provide PTSD service dogs to veterans. Their annual fundraiser will be held Saturday, November 15th at the Catlin Banquet Center. For other events and information, be sure to visit missioncaninewarrior.org or find Mission Canine Warrior on Facebook.
You're listening to the WITY Sports Game of the Week on 980 AM and 99.5 FM, WITY Danville. Online at WITYradio.com.
Welcome to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Having trouble getting out of the lot? Call UHAS Diagnostics on the mobile line at 217-260-3339 and get rolling safer than when you came in. UHAS Diagnostics. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center.
Back at Ike Birchfield, the final tonight. The GRSC Buffaloes are victorious. They are 1-0 on the season. They defeat the Watseka Warriors by a count of 22-13. Chad Baker back for your UHAS Diagnostics post-game show. Darren Brown down on the field working with the State Farm agent Ross Webb. Ross is boss of the game. We'll announce that coming up here. If you're having trouble getting out of the lot, call UHAS Diagnostics on their mobile line, 217-260-3339. But if you're getting out of this lot, you're wearing purple, chances are you are having a pretty good evening no matter what you've got going on out there. And, yeah, it was a fun one to watch, fun one to call for you here tonight, as it was a little sloppy at times. And, of course, the first games of the season are always a little bit of a crapshoot with the cramps and the injuries and not knowing what you have out there. But the Buffaloes hung in there. They buckled down. They bent, but they didn't give up and didn't break. And in the end, it was the Buffaloes winning tonight by a count of 22-13 as they break their final huddle out there. And we'll get to the stats here in just a moment. As they are doing some stretches out here, working on Darren waiting to give the player of the game down there. Let's take a look at the stats for this one here. We will start off with the Watseka Warriors, 0-1 on the year. Of course, Austin Morris, starting quarterback, went out with an injury towards the end of second quarter action. Schomburg came in, went 1-for-3 passing for 10 yards passing, and that was to Frankie Shervino. On the ground, it was Dennis Goodman, 9 carries, 62 yards, leading the evening. You had Hebert with 6 carries, 23 yards. You had Schomburg's 9 carries, 31 yards. And you had Austin Morris with 5 carries, 21 yards. There we go. It's Alex Wade. Big old smile on his face out there. We'll get to his stats here in a moment as he has been announced as the Ross's Boss Game of the Week, courtesy of Ross Webb State Farm. You had Shervino with 8 carries, 6 yards. He was kind of up and down all night there. And then that was it for offense for Watseka. Over on the GRFC side, you had 9-for-12 passing from Landon Heck. Great game for him tonight. 84 yards passing and a touchdown. 3 of those went to Runyon for 48 yards. Hemker 5-for-32 and a touchdown. He also had 2 two-point conversions in there. Great night for him. Schoolcraft 1-for-9. On the ground, though, it was Alex Wade, your Ross's Boss of the Week, courtesy of State Farm agent Ross Webb. If insurance has you at a loss, call Ross, 217-443-1500. Save money and stay covered like a boss, and he was tonight, just really wore himself out. 28 carries, 142 yards, and a touchdown unofficially tonight. You had Matthias Hutchinson adding 2 carries for 4 yards. Coop Ryder, a carry for a yard and a touchdown. Hemker had a carry for 6. And then you had Heck, 2 carries for -2, although that's not really fair because those were kneel downs in victory formation. So that's where we're at here for the evening. As far as stats go, Darren Brown and Hopefully that chain wasn't too heavy. I know Alex Wade very worn out after a game like tonight, whenever he really had to carry the load here for GRFC, but he did enough and was a workman horse, a workhorse-like player out there to get things done. And then, of course, whenever, as we mentioned, bend but don't break, whenever they were doing what they could to take time off, it was those runs by Wade that really kept them, kept the clock rolling and got GRC to their first victory.
Yeah, and holding his own down there with that 24-karat gold chain. I don't know where you guys have the budget for those types of things for 9 weeks.
Let's not over-exaggerate what we have here, okay? It is golden in color, and the thing is shiny, and it's big, and the players love it. And I'll tell you, he's wearing it with pride right now. He's the only one out there with everybody's got like white numbers, maybe some silver numbers. He's got gray numbers out there. I don't know how you get like muddy on a night like tonight, whenever the field's been dry for like 3 weeks. But somehow he's gotten the dingiest numbers out there of everybody. Good job by Alex Wade tonight. He is your State Farm agent, Ross Webb, Ross's boss of the week. We've got a timeout to take. We'll be back in 2 minutes with your Surf Pro scoreboard and wrap up our thoughts here from your UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Win tonight for GRFC by a count of 22-13. Back in two on WITY, WITYradio.com, and the WITY radio app.
You know, medium rare is the only way to go.
Oh, yeah. That's a good-looking steak.
But did you know that only 20% of people ages 45 to 59 have completed a colon cancer screening? The good news is regular screenings can detect cancer early when it's easier to treat. Learn which screenings are right for you and schedule an appointment at OSF Healthcare. Because keeping track of your health will allow you to keep sizzling your family's dinner to perfection. Visit osfhealthcare.org/get-screened.
Game night in Catlin? You know where to go. The Store, restaurant, and bar. It's your hometown hangout for Friday night sports. Open late so you can celebrate after the final whistle. Craving something delicious? Try the homemade pizza or one of the stacked subs, Italian beef, chicken bacon ranch, and more. Open every day but Wednesday for lunch, dinner, drinks, and good times. Need it to go? Call ahead for fast pickup. 217-843-0984. Find them at 102 North Sandusky in Catlin. The Store, restaurant, and bar, where fun is always in store.
If you need additional insurance coverage on your auto, home, commercial, or rental properties, call State Farm agent Kurt Ellis in Danville at 217-446-8039. A local provider for over 25 years, Kurt is licensed in both Illinois and Indiana. Save money by bundling your plans. Maybe life insurance is a need. State Farm agent Kurt Ellis at 15 East Liberty Lane in Danville, or call 217-446-8039 for a quote. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Kurt Ellis is there.
Hello, I'm Jerry Stewart. Please join me here for my upcoming Labor Day program, Being an American. You'll hear great and moving stories of how we came to be the greatest nation in the world and what we must do today to keep our nation great. It's my Labor Day program on this station. Please join me.
Monday at 10:05 a.m. and 1:05 p.m., a service of Roma Italian Restaurant, Hunter's Haven, and Coach House Garages.
Welcome back to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. UHAS Diagnostics, exit 210, east on Route 150 to Henning Road. Back track on the frontage road for your newest NAPA Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. Chad and Darren back with you. Time to take a look at your Surf Pro Vermilion County scoreboard. In Danville, call 217-443-0077. On the Indiana side tonight, Park Heritage, a winner over West Vigo, 26-20. Seeger all over Benton Central, 57-6. It was Attica, 45. Tri-County, Indiana, 16. Riverton Park putting a 60 on Edinburgh, 60-0 tonight. Sullivan over South Vermilion, 56-7. Covington shut down South Newton, 45-0. It was Paris, Illinois over North Vermilion, 57-0. And Crawfordsville in a close one over Fountain Central, 15-7. On this side, here, of course, 22-13, GRC a win. Oakwood holds off Moments, 27-26 on the road tonight.
Clifton Central putting it to BHRA at Peyton Moss, 34-13 tonight. That was nothing compared to what we were seeing just across the way here over in Catlin. 54-13, Westville on the road tonight over Salt Fork. Just the other dominance there. Last check on the score, it was Hoopston leading, Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac leading Iroquois West 12-0, but that was an earlier score. No updates on that one. Bloomington shut down Danville tonight 40-0. You have a late start with the PBL tonight. They had some field condition issues. It is a 14-0 Bloomington Central Catholic lead in the third. No updates on Unity Rantoul, St. Joe Ogden Prairie Central, Cumberland Villa Grove tonight. Those will be all posted latest finals once we get those. And, of course, we'll have the playback in the morning with some stats on Saturday Sports Connection from on location up in Hoopston at the National Sweet Corn Festival, courtesy of the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios, as was this presentation here tonight. Tri-County a winner in forfeit over CGB. Milford a winner in forfeit over tomorrow over Schlarman due to those teams not fielding a team this season. That is a look at your scoreboard, courtesy of ServPro at Vermilion County, 217-443-0077. ServPro, like it never happened. Final wrap-up on this one here, Darren. Like the promise of what GRFC showed out there. I don't know that Watsika probably was going to be the competitor that you really wanted to do a litmus test on to see where you're at. But I think with where both of these programs are, the competition level out there, you know, we'll see what the prognosis is going to be for Morris. And I mean, sure, Vino came back, but you obviously want to take a person's health, a high school athlete's health, into consideration. Good on them for not rushing him to get back into the contest here tonight. They put it on Schaumburg, but now you see that maybe Schaumburg was able to do some things out there. Earned the starting position, but Schaumburg was able to get some things going on offense for the Warriors. So maybe they start working a different game plan there, and that starts opening some things up for them.
Yeah, very run-heavy offense. Like you said, really one or a couple pass attempts the entire game. They didn't really throw it until they really had to, and even when they did have time as a necessity and needing to move the ball downfield, it was a lot of run plays going to the outside. So not that Morris wasn't a factor at all, but it was just a lot of handoffs there early. And, you know, either way, no need to, you know, rush someone back for week one of a high school sport. In the end, it's just a game anyway. But, yeah, and then in the context of where this Georgetown Ridge Farm Crispin program's been the last few years, you mentioned the struggles, you know, getting a week one victory, and even if it is 1-0, being a game above 500, you're starting out the season with a win. Just a, you know, maybe not say like statement win, but just as far as, like you said, how the program's been, you're starting off the year with a W. That's, you know, a lot of progress made compared to years past.
Absolutely. Next week we will have our next OSF Healthcare Game of the Week from Hoopston Area Armstrong Potomac. They will host Salt Fork. And, of course, Darren and Will be on the call for that one with a 6:30 Kurt Ellis State Farm agent pregame and a 7 p.m. kickoff. I'll be up at Milford for our sister station, WHPO, for Milford and St. Thomas More eight-man football action. The final again tonight, Georgetown Ridge Farm Chrisman 22, Watsika 13. And thanks to the Roofing Dog Mobile Studios for getting us on here tonight. And we'll be up there in Hoopston tomorrow morning for National Sweet Corn Festival and the Saturday Sports Connection at 9:06. For Darren Brown, Chad Baker, wishing you good night from Ike Birchfield.
Thanks for listening to the UHAS Diagnostics postgame show. Call UHAS at 217-213-6032 or set up an appointment for a wide array of services online at uhasdiagnostics.com. Exit 210, then east on Route 150 to Henning Road, backtrack on the frontage road for your newest Napa Heavy Duty Truck Care Center. This has been a presentation of WITY Sports. For more information or playback on demand, visit WITYradio.com.